I've a PhD in chemistry, Dartmouth, 1991. I've been working in the field of chemistry for just about 19 years now. I got into furry fandom while I was still a graduate student back in the late 1980s. Furry fandom was just getting off the ground then. They had just come up with a name for it. And I just started going to conventions, started talking with other furries, and at some point I was busy telling a story in a lobby of a hotel, and
you fucking asshole.
You little monkey.
You bastard.
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
We are
live! You heard about what's going on in there? Heard a lot of bullshit talk, I know that much. This isn't bullshit, my friend.
Do you know something?
Don't listen.
What do you know?
Maybe I do and maybe I don't. What I say is they got no business negotiating. We're going to be going back in there with a bullet for everybody in the yard.
Oh, is that right?
We do it now, we do it later. Later ain't gonna be no use. Right, Al?
Wait a minute, Frank. Got a lot of angry guys in there. Black Muslims, Panthers, young lords. Besides you, average anti-social.
So we gotta go in, right? Clean their clocks.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now...
Now.
All right. And I will do that. Thank you. Shut up. I'm Carlito. I'm the host tonight. With me here is Milkman. Yeah.
Yeah, hermanito. Que fue, man. So good to hear your melodious tone, my brother. How are you doing, man?
Okay. I'm great. Thank you, buddy. Thanks for being on. Thank you.
I'm talking about, man. You're putting a smile on the world, man. I think it's a good time, man. You saved my life one call.
Oh, shit. So Big Milkman is here. Big Baby Baz is here also. What do you say there, Baz?
Hey. What's the Milkman? I had a frown on my face all day.
Oh.
Get home and find out you're doing the show. Now I got a smile.
And a boner. Awesome.
Yep.
All right. Big Neo is here. Also. Big Neon. I'm sorry. I confused you with Neo. He used to be on this show sometimes. What's up, Neon?
Hey, how you doing?
All right. High
and you're five. Welcome for the boners.
Awesome. High fives all around, guys.
Yeah, she's the real reason why I have the phone.
Oh, that's why. That's why you got the priapism.
All right. Welcome, Neon. Man, we got
you.
A crew going on tonight.
That's put it in a desk drawer and slam the drawer. You ever try that?
That's a good cure.
It's good. Cure. It feels good. I like it. I like doing it. Yeah. Okay, look. We got to get to prank calls. The dead is threatening us all and says he hates us. He's saying horrible things
I'm
about
scared.
Me and Neon and Milkman. Did he say anything about Milkman yet?
No.
He called me a stupid spick in the chat room, Milkman.
He told me to go jump on a cock, but I told him that was what his wife does.
Jump on a cock.
Wow. Well, he says he fired him.
I think he's probably something very angry.
Go be straight, Neon. Go be straight.
Hey, you know what? I never choke on a cock, so he's got that shit wrong. I never choke.
I will call a Starbucks. Anybody want you want to talk to a Starbucks, Baz? I don't know what to say to Starbucks.
Yeah, well, sure. I just got home. I'll give it a try.
Yeah, good. Because I got to do something real quick. So, thanks for filling in. What a citizen Baz is.
Starbucks, Lincoln, Minnesota, Ashley.
Hey, is this Big Ashley? This is David. I just came into your Starbucks. I feel I have a citizen's duty to report some bad news to you.
You have bad news for me?
Yeah, it's my duty as a citizen. Carlito said I was being a good citizen, and I should alert you that there's a problem in your restroom.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you. You got to start over.
There's a problem in your restroom.
There's a
can
problem.
You hear
we
that?
Don't have a bathroom.
In the bathroom.
Yeah, we don't
there's
have a bathroom.
A man in there. I went in. What? You don't have a bathroom?
No.
Well, I took a shit on your premises. I thought it was a bathroom.
Well, you're clearly calling the wrong store.
No, this is the Starbucks machine. I was there. I drank the coffee and then I had to take a shit.
Is it the one? Okay,
the
that's
bathroom.
Too much information. Was that the one by the Chevron?
I took a shit. Yeah, I'm at your store. I know where the hell I went.
Okay, well, I don't know what you're talking about, and we don't have a bathroom, so I can't help you.
Hey, Missy, you don't talk to me like that. I tell you what.
You're talking to me like,
man,
okay, goodbye.
Damn it. I've got a penis and two testicles.
You're talking to her like that, Baz, and she doesn't appreciate it.
Damn, now I'm all pissed off. Now.
Yeah, I know. You get all fucking angry at this shit sometimes.
You take shit,
just told
man.
Him that you give him extra 50 cents to use the actual employee
yeah,
app.
I was going to say, you got to, you
I went
know,
into a room and I took a shit. I mean, that's all I can tell you.
Is it really a law? Because I know there's a lot of common things that people say is a law, like that you have to get a break every such and such hours, mm-hmm. and there's no law. There's actually no federal law about that. Maybe some states.
I don't know.
We have a state law here. You have to do it every 5 hours. You have to have 10 minutes, a 10 minute break.
That's nothing. 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you get 15. They give you 5 for traveling, but then you have to take a lunch too.
You have to take the lunch. I have to take lunch because I'm in a union. I'll skip lunch. I don't care. Like, no, you must take your lunch at your assigned time and come back at the assigned time to relieve your name. I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah. Treat you like little kids.
God, the union doesn't play. The union's like, hey.
Hey, man, union rock, dude. You got a union job, man. That's all right, man.
Yep. The lazy, lazy union. Yeah, there you go. Mexican American. Tower Mark.
Everybody's trolling the dead. Just leave him alone. The dead's a cool guy.
The dead's just drunk.
Leave him.
I get in cheap.
Upset right now.
Thanks for calling Tower. This is Chris. How may I help you?
Hey, Tower Mark.
Yes?
Okay, yeah, I need a level 6, please.
One moment.
All right.
Hi, this is Sharon. How can I help you?
Hi, Sharon. I was talking to a man. Is there still a man available I can talk to?
No, sir, there isn't. I'm the assistant manager.
Mm. Oh, that's nice, honey. Is there a manager, however, with no, that's a male that doesn't have assistant in the title? Or any other man, even if they're below you? Like a male? A male
he?
Person?
Y chromosome. We need a Y chromosome.
Excuse me.
Yeah, you owe us a rip, so we really don't want to deal with you. We need the number 6 machine.
You owe us a rib.
Oh, boy.
Damn it.
Damn it, man. Damn it. Fuck yeah.
Hey, she was so baffled. She was too stunned to even like get outraged when you asked her. You go, what? Click.
She did the whole stare at the phone real quick, and then Big Ken is going to join us in a little bit. In the meantime, he's sending in numbers so we can get to. He just sent in. Let me copy pasta them here for us, 2 at a time. Put those in there, but before that, I'm going to hit up Swap Shop. See if they've got anything new since my last. When was the last time I did a show? I think it was the 22nd. I was on.
Ran a fucking hand. Out of hand.
Well, I was on yesterday, but I didn't do a prank. Did I do a prank yesterday? Yeah, I did do one prank with you guys, right? It was kind of stupid. You and the dead and Neon.
Yeah. You got a couple pranks in, and then we had some issues, and we lost connection, all that good stuff. We had some fun off the air. Too bad it didn't make it to the air in the intermediary.
Here's a gun. It says it's called a Bertha, for sale, Bertha Thunder. Any idea what that is? If Zyklon was here, he could tell us. He might be listening, and he might send me a message on Facebook.
but a Bursa Thunder.
How'd you spell it?
B-E-R-S-A. Bravo, Echo, Romeo, Samsung, Apple.
What's the second word? Thunder?
Thunder. Thunder. Thundercats ho.
Oh, Thunder.
Yes.
Oh, it must be a bike or something. It sounds like a bike or something, or a four-wheeler or something.
Well, it says with 125 rounds of ammo, though.
Oh, a gun. It's some type of gun.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody has to look that up. Okay. That's definitely going to be some kind of custom handgun.
Some kind of weapon.
It could be a, rifle, too. Some sort.
Yeah. How many pages the magazine has? Right.
How many spaces does the magazine hold?
How many spaces? Want to buy? I don't know. I think they want to buy a treated fence post. Just the fence.
If somebody shoots you in the head with a space, man, does that make a hole in your head or does that make a hole in space?
Yeah, right. You see that movie Gravity?
Good question. Philosophical, yeah. Dude. It's scientific. There's so many aspects you could use in that.
Yeah. Neon, you want to do a prank?
I don't care.
You want to talk to a guy who wants to buy a treated fence post? You can tell him that we've been stealing them. These guys are in Tennessee, if they answer. I'm stealing them from pastors.
Hey, I love his song too, man, by the way.
I love you, Milkman.
I love you, dear mama.
Nope.
It's too late over there.
Yep. Well, here's Luann, who has an Xbox that has a chip in it that contains every game that ever came out on Nintendo, Super Nintendo, N64, Game Boy, and Sega. It's not a chip. It's a hard drive that you do that with, you dumb fuck. I got, I got one of those in the closet collecting dust. I used to use it a lot.
That one is like super chips, right, where you can do all the shortcuts and everything if you know the code? Like shark? Shark? Is it like a shark?
No, it's like Gort. It's like a Gort box.
Oh. The shark used to plug the module into the cartridge, into the shark, and then plug into the machine, and you could shortcut all the codes.
Ooh. You flash it. Yeah, hi, you got the pirate Xbox?
I've got an Xbox.
You have an Xbox and it has a chip in it that contains every game that ever came out on Nintendo machine?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's a pirate Xbox, right?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's an illegal Xbox. It's got all these copyright games on. Yeah, I like that. That's hot. Can I see it and play with it and make sure it works?
Yeah, sure.
Can I play Mario Brothers?
Yes, it plays all of them.
Oh, yeah? What games do you like, honey baby?
I just play the Donkey Kong and a few others.
Oh, yeah? I like Mortal Kombat. I play Mortal Kombat. We have Mortal Kombat?
I think it has one or two on there of the older ones.
Oh, yeah. I play Mortal Kombat. I play a game where, whenever I lose a round, I cut myself with a razor on the arm. And I keep doing it until I pass out from blood loss. Yeah, it's good. That was stupid. And this was supposed to be Neon's call. Fuck. Neon, go ahead. See if you can do something. She has an Xbox.
Oh, hey. Yeah, so you said you like to play Donkey Kong?
Yeah.
Do you like to get donkey punched?
I'm sorry?
Do you like getting donkey punched?
Don't fuck with me at 10 o'clock at night.
No, that's part of one. It's part of the game.
Whoa. Wow. Don't fuck with her.
Sounds like she's getting her donkey punched.
Yeah. Didn't I say I wanted you to do the call? And then I just...
I couldn't hear it. I couldn't hear her come on.
She was really soft. That's why. Really low. Very.
It's okay.
All right, try Linda here, who has a very old cast iron coal and wood stove.
Tired eyes on the sunrise, waiting for the eastern glow.
I'm gonna adapt it for Jews.
Hi, is Linda there?
I think she's asleep.
Oh, I'm calling about the stove that's for sale.
Nah, it got sold.
Oh no! When did you guys sell it?
Today.
Oh man. Do you guys have anything else for sale?
Nah, not right off the top of my head.
Anything you want to get rid of?
Nah, I'm not sure, really.
Do you want to get rid of that wife?
Tomorrow. Excuse me?
You want to get rid of your wife? I could come over.
I don't think so.
Come on, you sound like somebody that wants a party.
Nah. All right,
no?
We'll see you later.
Oh, man, you don't want to talk to me?
Damn. He was thinking about it.
I'm a nice girl. I mean, come on.
He was like,
I don't know if she's asleep.
Shit. Maybe if I was really quiet.
Does Al be real quiet?
Yeah. All right. Deborah, who phonetically spelled her name because I guess it's very important that you say it correctly. So if she picks up, I'm going to say it all Lamorox. she said Lam A Ro in parentheses. If you look at her ad, she put her first and last name and then after her last name in parentheses, she did it phonetically to make sure you pronounce it correctly, I guess. And it's a 98 Jeep Cherokee.
Oh, okay. Look.
Don't lie. If you don't see it, I don't need mercy acceptance, okay?
I got it. I'm okay.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, is this Deborah Lamorox?
Yeah, this is Deborah.
Oh, okay, Miss Lamorox, I was just wondering, I saw your ad about the 98 Jeep Cherokee.
Yeah.
Yeah, is it still for sale?
Yeah, so it's still for sale.
It doesn't work, though? I mean, it doesn't run or anything?
It was in a rear-end accident. A person hit my husband in the rear. So, really, we're trying to part it out. The engine is still good, and there's parts on it that can be used, like tires and stuff, but the title is registered as totaled.
So it's like, you guys are technically salvaging it? Is that what it is?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Did you get a big insurance payout?
No, not really. Not a big one.
No. Do you guys just have like liability or do you guys have like collision and all that too?
I beg your pardon?
Did you have collision and all or did you just had liability?
Well, we just had liability.
Yeah.
We've already purchased another Jeep. The reason I was trying to part it out is because the engines in those Jeeps are really good, and they're very durable, and you just about can't kill them. Were you interested in something to register and drive?
Yeah, I was more interested in the rear end part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was
it a big rear end? Like a big rear end? Did your husband get hurt in the accident or anything?
He got bruised a little bit and a little bit of soreness because it was a transmission, a standard transmission. So he had a foot on the clutch and his hand on the steering wheel. He was stopped for a turn and the guy back of him, I guess he was daydreaming or dozing off and just never.
He's probably on his phone. You know, people are on their phones now, not paying attention.
Well, I don't think he was on his phone. I think he was just maybe it was early in the morning and maybe he was just dozing off and, you know, he never braked. He was in a, I think it was a Honda, a Nissan or something like that.
Oh, yeah, those are little rice burners, yeah. Probably a little stupid kid in there, probably just masturbating or something.
That's kind of strange for you to say.
Yeah, well, I don't know, because I was hit in the rear by somebody in a Honda, too, and just kind of brings back a lot of memories, but I actually enjoyed it. But, yeah, I'm looking for it because I'm looking at this car, at your ad, because I really need a big back seat.
No, this one is a two-door, so it's a bench seat, and the back's folded down as a cargo. And it was really, the interior is not in that great a shape.
That's okay. I don't need it in that great a shape. Not especially what I'm going to use it for. I was going to actually use it for... I just need a place to take all my sex partners to, you know, show our sexual organs.
No wonder you're calling me so late.
Yeah, I'm actually, I'm a creature of the night. I'm a lady of the night, and this is the time I have off.
Goodbye.
Fuck you.
Bye, honey. Bye. She's still there. Woman.
Come back. Talk to my pimp.
That was weird. Cracked my ass off over
here. Well, I wasn't down with the partying scene, man.
They don't want to hear girls saying that stuff.
She's like, that was weird for you to say. I was laughing laughing my shit off over here on mute. Oh, man. Laughing my shit off. That's a new one.
All right, guys, I'm back. Sorry. And take care of some shit.
That's okay. We didn't miss you.
Yeah, okay, good.
Oh,
good.
Oh, no.
Checking.
Oh, Ken's back, everybody. Sorry, kidding. Someone's insurance. I'm sorry, I was an asshole. I'm an asshole. I love you, Baz. Welcome back, man. Yeah.
I expect no less from you, Trilio. Yeah. So it's okay.
Baz, are you dabbing? What are you doing? Do you want? Are you allowed to talk about it? Are you shy or being private?
Oh no, I can talk about it
because Milkman's an expert.
Mainly.
I'm fixing one up right now.
Not it's really.
Man, a great big icy.
Mainly
one.
Dabbing. But with a vape pen.
Vape pen. Milkman, you gotta get that vape pen.
Leaves less smoke flying around.
A little bit different than dabbing, but still gets the same thing done in the long run.
You know, lately I've been,
a real good one.
Doing during the daytime, and nobody in my house seems to know any difference, so I'll just go with it, huh?
That's cool. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, that's a good one, Milkman.
Everyone is doing this now on this network.
Ooh-wee. Holy shit.
So what strain is that, Milkman?
You get that grapefruit stuff. Lord.
Okay.
It's like grapefruit shit.
All right.
What is it? Grapefruit?
Oh, shit.
Hairy grapefruit? What is
oh,
it?
Oh, fuck.
Hey.
Hold on. It's good.
What is it?
It's got the cherry grapefruit sour diesel.
Okay.
Push.
Sour okay, Jedi Death Star.
Strawberry cough.
Uh huh.
Blue Dream.
Uh
huh. And clear citrus.
You're mixing, Blue Dream. You're mixing all those together?
And GDP. All in one little swirl, man.
Don't it's mix them
down
like
so
that.
Smooth. That's full of ice all the way, about like 6 inches of ice. Beautiful, man. Perfect hit.
That sounds like when I was a kid and at church functions, and I thought it would be cool to mix all the the soda flavors together in a cup and drink it. That sounds exactly what
it works
you're
a lot
doing.
Better. It's that idea that works a lot better.
Like
all the flavors come out good. They
you're
never
like
come out bad. They always come out good.
See, Milkman started with the soda as a kid, and now he graduated to the mixing the buds.
Yeah.
It was a gateway.
It's a gateway. I admit it, man. Soda machines are a gateway.
Soda's a gateway. Caffeine.
It's suicide.
Man.
That was a suicide, Carlito.
Suicide?
That's what they call them.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
We
yeah,
call them, we used to call them graveyard. Oh, graveyard here in the West Coast.
Yeah, that's suicide. That's
you're on the West Coast,
me.
Too.
You know what?
It always knew to suicides.
To me, it always tasted like blow pops. Not blow pops, the Tootsie Pops. It always tasted like Tootsie Pops to me. I don't know why. That's what it always, I was like, it tastes.
Would you put a
liquid Tootsie Pop? Yeah.
You would put a lot of Dr. Pepper in it or something?
Maybe
that's
like
got
root
cherry
beer.
Flavor
maybe because
it.
Of the root beer and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, root beer a little bit, maybe. Yeah, but definitely not the Mountain Dew. It's got orange in it.
Yeah, fuck that owl, too, with the Tootsie Roll Pop or whatever. He's like, how many? And he just bites into it. He fucking, oh, I'm so smart.
The professor.
Oh, I'm Spock.
Yeah, he ate that little kid's Roll Pop.
Yeah, too, right? Yeah. And then he ate the gum, and he's a bird. They can't regurgitate. So that stupid owl choked and died.
There's no gum in those.
Oh, well, he choked on a Tootsie Roll, I hope. Because...
It's really funny is that actually created scenes for that. You know, people like went back and made like different spins of that. So yeah. They actually got one where they poison him, another one where they poison him and the owl falls on top and kills the guy. And seriously, go look at YouTube. I'm not kidding you. I looked it up. I was laughing because I love that scene.
Yeah.
And I saved one of like the videos, just that very end scene. It's the final scene in the original 70s
commercial. Yeah, because the turtle sent them to see the owl, right?
Right, and then there's about they see the rabbit. There's several of them. In the very end, there's like five of them, I think. And the last one, you get the owl, Mr. Professor.
I'm putting Tootsie Pop. Is it Tootsie Pop Dysfunction, maybe? Okay, I found a few.
Pop Owl. Just put that Tootsie Pop Owl commercial. That's good enough.
Okay, I found it. I got a bookmark. Okay, all right. All right, everyone, check that out on the chat room and listening and watching or whatever it is you're doing. Go check it out.
Hell, crazy as our listeners are, they probably could come up with a new version of it, maybe. You know, maybe you're the guy down there giving him the cell phone.
Yeah. Here's someone with the email address starting with Blackbird for Jesus. Uh-huh. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. I'm wanting to buy a small house or a mobile home and land... With Werner financing, all have for sale books, 50 Shades of Grey.
Hell yeah.
And second one is 50 Shades Darker and are new. I've already read them. We'll take... Oh, she masturbated. She's reading those things. And she didn't read the last one. Or maybe that's her favorite.
Have you
one.
Read those, Carly?
No, I know of them. I've heard enough. I haven't read them, no. I think Tabachi has. Tabachi was quoting some crazy quotes out of it, like Soft Limits and Hard Limits one time. I'm like, motherfucker, you read that shit, didn't you?
Oh, man, I'm going to go read those.
Because I told it to my... I said it to my wife. She's like, oh, yeah, oh, my God, how did he know that? He must have read it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I heard they're horribly written.
People just want to listen to this anyway. Just want to read the sex.
Hello.
Yeah, is that Sharon?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to put my old lady here on the line. She's looking for those books that you got, the sex books. Go ahead.
Hey, Sharon, how's it going?
I'm good, Mikey. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm looking at your ad here talking about the 50 Shades of Grey books that you have.
Yes.
Do you still have them?
Yes, I do.
How were they? I haven't read them yet, but I was just wondering, before I even commit to buying, how were those books?
How are they? They're good. They're interesting.
Do you feel like they kind of changed your life about, like your perspective of what, of sex? I just want to know because I don't want to bring them in my house. I have kids and stuff. And so I just want to, you know, I want to read them, but I'm a little shy about it. So I was just wondering, since you had read them, do you think?
Well, I mean, you know, my boys are grown, but if I had kids in my house, you definitely don't leave them laying around.
Okay. Did you buy them online, like on Amazon? Did they ship them to your house, like in a brown bag, like porn stuff?
No, I actually bought them at a store.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know how to explain it to you. The second book I liked better than the first one.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was very explicit, and...
Like, what do you mean explicit? Like, what do they... I don't even know, like, how far these go. All I've heard are Soft Limits and Hard Limits.
That I don't know about. There's
okay.
Three. I still like one more reading. Just I read fast and I'd just like to pass them on.
Oh, okay. Did you didn't masturbate with these, did you?
What is it? Are you some kind of weirdo? That's a very personal question, and I don't appreciate them asking.
Well, no,
that.
I'm just wondering, because I've heard a lot of stuff about these books, and I just, you know, and these are going to be used books, so I just wanted to know. Do the pages stick together?
Excuse me?
Do the pages stick together? Or do they smell like fish?
You probably do. Don't ever call my number again.
Oh, you don't want to sell them to me?
Oh, we're going to call back a lot to get the books.
Are you there, lady? Hello? I hung it up.
Yeah, it's the only thing about your current setup is we can't tell if somebody hung up or not.
When you hear that ding ding ding, then they did. That's why you got all this. Okay. That's why I had that incorporated. Yeah.
Wait, what does it sound like?
Gotcha. Ding ding ding. I don't even. How do you spell it? D O O N. Three times.
G L U N G. Goes glung glung glung.
A blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah.
You want to leave a message?
Yeah, I want to hear that call in advance. We want to talk to Mr. Patel or Patel. Well, yeah,
we're cracking each other up.
Patel. It's like, why you want to call? Why you want to talk to him?
And then he comes on, you're like, hey, is this Patel?
That was hilarious.
That was a good night, man. Yeah. We had a good time with that.
Oh, my God.
That guy's name was like all B-I-L-B-E-H.
Was that a Patel?
Yeah, they were all Patels that night.
Have like every letter in the alphabet.
Yeah. Yeah. Milkman, did you get to do any prank calls while I was in physical therapy when you guys were on the air yesterday? Did you guys do any pranks yesterday at all?
We got like one or two connected. I wasn't on very long, dude. I think I was on there maybe 20 minutes tops, 30, 40 of them maybe. I don't even think I was on there that long because he was like busy just joking around, talking out of his head, like whatever gym he was on, everybody was trying to talk to him and people were added to the call. And by the time we finally got you on, he didn't have any caller on the line. So I don't know what happened, dude.
I was ready to do calls. I was driving around.
That's what I was like. I was like, this is perfect, man. And then
I was driving around Milkman style.
So actually, what happened was we all got disconnected. No one knew it. We sat there for the first couple minutes, still had a good show going, and it was hilarious. So I said, I wish you would have made it to the air. But actually, something happened with his father. Remember, he said, I got to go. My father won't let me out. So,
his dad caught him.
His dad caught him doing prank calls.
Who's that?
Well, something like that occurred, and I'm not going to give all the details.
His dad
but anyway,
spanked
his
him.
Father and him had an encounter, and that's why he didn't come back. We was wrong. His father did not like it.
Carlos, his dad spanked him.
His dad spanked him. He swung a baseball bat.
Oh, dad did. You know, he ain't going to mind.
Dad.
I guess he did. Turned out to have the wrong idea there. He did mind.
Dad went after the dad.
Oh, God.
Or the dad. I don't know what we call him. Dad dead or the dad.
Old dad dead was what we had called him from back in the old days, man. I don't know. You remember talking to dad dead before
dad.
On the air?
It was the dad because the dad sounds like dad dead. So I used to say the dad. And then his mom was mom dad or ma dad.
Yeah. We talked to mama too. She was on the show once.
Yeah.
And I know, I think his dad's been on the air too. I'm pretty sure he has. I know I've talked to him many times off the air.
Yeah. The dad took care of his grandma and all that. Like his mom told us that on the air. His mom was like, he tries to be tough, but he takes care of his grandma. And he's a good kid and I love him. That was a few weeks before she died. It's really sad.
Man. He really had a bad time dealing with all that. His mom and his mom and grandma died, man. He really had a rough time, man.
Get some in there. Yeah.
Get some.
Get some.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, we're, this is the yard sale.
Gonna get some.
You having a yard sale?
Huh?
You having a yard sale?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, we want to go get
yeah,
some.
Yeah, we want to get some items.
Yeah, we want to get some. Yeah.
You what?
We want to get some.
Some items.
I guess.
Yeah, do you have furniture?
We got a little bit.
What kind of furniture you got there?
Well, we've got two dressers, and we've got a big mirror. We've got a cabinet with a sink in it, we've got a bunch of chairs.
Yeah, well, Mr. Snoswell is here with his wife, Big Neon, and we're gonna have him fuck
those
dressers.
You have any beds? You got a bed?
Do you have any early bird specials?
You're gonna do what?
You're gonna
do what now?
They're gonna fuck on the.
Yeah, we're gonna look at your items.
Yeah, they're gonna have sex on it. And I'm gonna take pictures and videos from.
I can't hear you.
Sex, S-E-X.
Penis.
Vagina.
Yeah, you know what? I've got the penis. You know,
sexual organs.
Ma'am, do you have any early bird specials so we can go over there and look at the stuff early on?
Ma'am, we're going to make
you want to
baby.
Show us your cooch there, Granny?
You sound so like you're staticky. I can't hear you.
Sex.
I think you're hard of hearing.
Hi.
We want the items. Do you have any early bird specials?
Sex. We want sex.
She thinks it's one person talking.
Oh, my God. It's the White Devil.
Ma'am, we're one person and our voice keeps changing. It's an affliction.
No, I am the
medical affliction.
Hello.
But regardless of our affliction, we would like to purchase your items.
Yeah,
but we need to look at them first.
I just wanted to know sex. Don't want you to know sex.
You see the gold mine with this? Run her off.
Ride the snake.
Hello?
Yes. Ride the snake.
Ma'am, hello? Do you have any afternoon specials?
Sex.
Afternoon delights?
Sex. You know sex? S-E-X, sex.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about sex. Sex. Let's talk about sex.
You show us your cooch there, Granny. Show us your cooch.
Milkman's going to get some.
He's going to milk you.
I'm out of here, Mama.
What are you talking about?
A new butt now?
I think I got through that. Let's see if husband or something picks up
now.
Here, motherfucker, you.
Yes, hi.
Ma'am.
Yes, we want to have sex at your yard sale.
You sound
oh, ma'am,
blurry.
Can you put a man on the phone?
Oh. We want to have sex at your yard sale.
No, don't you dare call back here no more.
We're calling to have sex at the yard sale and take pictures and videos of it, of the penetration.
Don't call back here no more and don't think about anything like that.
Oh my god, you sound like you have a burning mouth.
We're gonna do penetration. Oh shit.
Alright.
Finally got it. Yeah,
she went to go have sex.
What?
I need to do that before they get here.
Oh, she finally got it.
I hate to come to those old 95-year-old ones like it. They're so innocent.
Yeah. No, they're not.
Milkman, I feel pretty bad. I had this old lady in the UK recently tell me that if she goes to the hospital, it'll be my fault. And she was crying. And then I had another old British lady tell me I was a horrible, terrible man.
That was awesome.
You're a
she
horrible,
started crying right when she was hanging up the phone. She's like, you're a horrible man.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, bro. That's horrible, man. I'm sorry.
I just it makes me hesitate to do those UK calls.
Yeah.
So I always get the old ladies them. And they freak out.
Yeah. You know, and that's one of the funny things. That's one of Nunu's favorite things is meanness to the elderly.
It is.
Yeah. He loves infatuated with Tourette's, man. This guy is like a trip, man.
Yeah, you know the YouTube guy, the guy on YouTube that does the music where he sings and he doesn't take his Tourette's medication on purpose. So
called the Tourette's guy.
Tourette's guy. That's someone different. There's a guy who just does. He sings songs that people request, but he doesn't take his Tourette's medicine, and he's like, ass, like in the middle of the songs. Nunu will post it.
Is Nunu in the chat right now?
I thought so.
He was just asking. Has he been around lately?
He was there.
So, Nunu, call in, you bastard.
He's been coming in earlier, I think, I noticed. He might have a new schedule or something, but he won't tell us.
Yeah.
He's so like a turtle. Like a turtle, you know?
We have no idea anything about him.
He might be dead, and we'll never know. If something happened to him, you know how bad we would feel if something happened to him?
I was thinking about that the other day.
He really should do something. At least give us something to know. You know,
I got his email. Yeah. I got his email.
He doesn't have to talk to his lonesome
loser. I created one for him on the Madhouse site as well before all the email, all of them got given out. Yeah. I gave him one of the original ones. He has one.
Oh, listen, with this whole The Dead crisis, here's another problem. The Dead is supposed to meet me at Lonesome Loser's wedding next in November. We're supposed to hang out there. We're going to go to Lonesome's wedding, and Evil Artie's supposed to make the trip up also, supposedly, from Florida.
Artie, Smarty.
Yeah, so you're But now the dad is flaking out. Now maybe he's not going to make it now. Fuck.
You know, he's a weekly Artie thing. Come on. It's a weekly thing with him. You'll be all,
he'll be cool.
Back.
Yeah.
Dude, he just went manic tonight, man. He's got a lot of shit going on. I'm not even going to bring on the air, man. He went manic and got fucking buzzed up. Now, you know, he's off in Buzzland.
Yeah. He went... Okay. No, that's not fun.
When I started hearing him get indignant, I know that he's well torched. You know, when he starts getting indignant like that, he's pretty well done.
He gets ignorant.
He doesn't last too much longer after that.
Ignorant.
Yeah, usually by that time, man, he's pretty well gone, man.
Oh, boy. All right, we'll play this motherfucker song.
Everybody, you know, everybody say a prayer for the dead.
Yeah, while we listen to Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, yeah.
How appropriate.
God damn it. Ben...
I don't know that the stairway leads to the Caribbean either. I'm not so certain of that. I would recheck my map first.
It leads to Hotel California. It's the same band. Duh.
Well, that's not a bad destination. There are destinations in the Caribbean, but I don't know if that's particularly the one that he needs.
Milkman, you're wrong. The Eagles sang Hotel California. Wrong that's again, right. Milkman.
Didn't they do
that? I never say they didn't. Of course they did.
The Beatles did Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, that's right. Damn.
Dumbass. That's my favorite group, man. You know that.
Dumbass. The Monkees did Let It Be.
You don't even know my favorite group. You can't fucking.
Hey, Jude by the Monkees.
10 years. He can't even remember anymore. He's getting old.
George says Hotel California was by the Beach Boys. So you guys are all right.
You're right, yeah. Of course. Hotel California.
Oh, this is Josie. How may I assist you?
Yes, hi. I need to speak to a guest.
Yes, sir. Do you know the room number?
No, I have the guest name.
Yeah, may I have the last name, sir?
Vincent.
Vincent?
Yeah, like in Beauty and the Beast. Remember that TV show? Where the woman was fucking the beast, having sex with the beast? And she got pregnant with the baby from the beast, and then she died, giving the baby, and then the
first name, sir?
They canceled the series. Ben.
Just a moment. I don't see Vincent. Yeah, one moment.
Fuck. It's bullshit.
Filipino. The Filipino, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Baz, that's your people.
Baz,
talk to him.
Yeah.
What do I say?
I don't know. We have a Tagalog translator.
I have a Tagalog.
I got a new phone. I've been
cracking out on it.
Cracking out.
I got.
Hello.
I got a.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Yeah, I don't see Vincent Ben registered. I do see a reservation.
Oh no.
But it's not at this time.
Oh, that's not good. Ma'am, do you speak Tagalog?
I do speak Tagalog, yes.
Yeah, oh yeah. Kamusta ka? Kamusta ho? Mabuti?
Mabuti. Mabuti. Salamat.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm actually, what I really called for, I was kind of hoping maybe you could help me out, because I thought you spoke Tagalog, because I've been in there before. And I saw you, and I'm looking for some peck. What do you say?
Sir, if you are going to speak and talk about that thing, I would be happy to transfer you to our security.
Yes, I'm going to speak about that thing.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. You're going to transfer me to a security man.
Talk about that thing.
Very anti-peck.
Oh,
my goodness.
Yeah.
Maybe she's into the poke.
I gotta mute for a little bit. I'll be back in about 10 minutes.
What? It's your turn.
Handle security, Hermano.
Okay. Well,
is this your call?
They're gonna come in and do the laundry here.
Oh my god, keep quiet. No.
Work it into the.
I can't be talking about that.
We got voicemail anyway. Don't worry, you're good. You're off the hook. Go, you're free.
Welcome to a new kind of indulgence. In the of calling Hilton Service Paradise, speaking with Bonnie, how can I assist you?
Hey, big girl, I need to speak to a guest there, please.
Sure. What was her name, please?
Farhan.
How do I spell the surname?
F as in fart, A-R-H-A-N.
Nothing coming out of the mouth under that name, so what about the first name?
Salman, S-A-L-M-A-N.
Sorry, sir, nothing's coming up under that name.
Oh, what about... She didn't even try. She's like, oh, fuck this guy.
She didn't like Peck either.
That was in Australia, but yeah, I think she probably spoke Tagalog. Lady was funny. She was like, if you're going to speak about that, I will transfer the security. Stephen Garr. Sometimes all of us. Who's staying in a hotel. Maybe we shouldn't be saying these people's last names. Oh.
Well, just give a different version of it on the air.
Garrettson. Yes, Garrettson. Note to self, add son to the last name of every person I prank.
There you go.
Oops. I was supposed to think that, not say it.
Gettler Conference Center.
Thank you for calling Hilton, Seattle Airport Conference Center. May I direct your call?
Hello, female. I would like to be transferred to a guest, please.
The guest's last name?
Gar.
Car?
Gar.
Arn?
Gar.
Spell his name, please.
G-A-R-R-E-T-T, Gar.
I don't have anyone on that last name. What's his first name?
Steven? Garrett.
I don't have anyone of that name.
What about Gar?
Sir, I'm not understanding what you're saying to me.
Do you have it under fool?
Fool? F-O?
F-O-O, fool?
There's nothing.
What about under people?
No.
Do you have it under Pape people?
Under what, I'm sorry?
Pape people.
Spell that?
Pape people. Pape people. Okay, finally she's done.
She's mean.
Stupid.
Glung, glung, glung. I didn't think she'd last that long.
Where was that radio chatter coming from? Her or was it you, Milkman?
I was listening to that. That had to be on her end. It sounded like a security radio. I was almost going to say something. Yeah. And we lost her.
They're like, uh-oh. We call security.
AT&T security. This line is being traced.
Well, Nunu apparently is around now, or he was. Around 10:47 he was around. He sent me a number for an M. Rivers, who gets mad.
Oh, okay, that's it.
I think that Rivers is one that we called and we talked and said we wanted to express our condolences for Joan Rivers.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. She's got a few calls.
You stupid American.
Definitely.
Yeah. I know
who you're talking about. Calling him a homosexual on that one.
I know who you're talking about, and I am not connecting.
She was fabulous.
Good morning.
Yeah, hi. Is that Rivers?
Hello?
Is that Rivers?
Yeah.
Yeah. We needed to confirm about your sexual organs. Did you pick those up?
What the hell do you think you're calling me for at this time in the morning?
Well, you left your sexual organs on the transport? On the transportation? You left them?
Do you realize it's 4:30 in the morning? I was a bit asleep. Get lost.
It's not that time where I'm calling from, sir. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was hoping for the slow-mo hang-ups. He's getting used to these calls. But now, there you go. Nunu can now go happily go wank off. Finally got one in. And the forests will
echo. Yeah. All right, look. All right, don't run the dishwasher when you do that. Also, because it comes up.
Hello?
Hey, how are you? Is that Ariel?
Who's it?
Is that Ariel? Hi. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi. My name is Cross. My wife is a part-time babysitter. I see you were looking for one. Can I put her on the line?
I actually found the babysitter. Thank you, though.
No, talk to her. Please?
Hi, I want to be your babysitter.
No. No name wants a babysitter. Here's a no name. Neon, if they answer, you take the call, okay?
All right.
Do a babysitter call.
Ooh.
Baby, I like babysitter stuff, yeah. That's what Howard Stern always talks about, babysitter porn. He must have had something happen when he was a kid with a babysitter. How about that, Milkman, eh? You get a little babysitter action?
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, I'm calling about the babysitter ad that I saw on Craigslist.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't have a name. Can I get your name? Hello?
What?
Go ahead. It's in California. They're weird.
Look, man, this is Thank You. This isn't the song. I just played
it. Yeah, it's the end of it.
So, she's got long, dark, wavy hair, I do declare. Isn't that what it is? That's what it is. Guys, Google that right now. That's Google those lyrics, guys.
I was going to say, do I got to cue it up? I mean, I thought you had it, but I can't cue it up because I got it on my Android
it's
over
It's not
here.
Immigrant Song. What the fuck is it, man?
No.
It's
from the box set. My girl, she got long black hair.
She's got long black wavy hair, I do declare. That's the first line in the song.
Hold on, I got it in this pile of fuck.
The hair. Girl I love, she got long black wavy hair. That's what it's called.
I think that's the one.
That's what the song is called?
Yeah, it's called The Girl I Love, She Got Long Black Wavy Hair.
Hey, there's another one too.
Hey.
That's the worst Google looking up I've ever heard. Thank you.
What?
I don't know what you just found. Hang on. She's got long, black, wavy hair. Lyrics. The girl I love, she got... How's this possible?
The girl I love, she got long, black, wavy hair.
This
No plan. I think that's the one, dude. I don't remember the exact phrasing of the title, man, but that's the one.
That's what the fuck it is.
Shit. Yeah, I think that's it.
Oh my god, this is like that Star Trek Next Generation
crap.
Episode.
Here, look,
yesterday's Enterprise.
I pasted fucking Wikipedia for you.
Find this bit. I got it.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I sit corrected. And I apologize.
Oh, you're gonna.
Let me talk to the bitch.
Yeah, she wanted to keep... He wanted to keep talking to you and Morgan last night.
What's that?
He wanted to keep talking to you and Morgan last night. Mistress Morgan last night.
Bring the bitch back up.
Are you? Oh, but he's like, oh, but I'll talk to the bitch. I'll talk to the bitches.
When they were Parnell dropped the bomb and they were like 300 pounders.
Yeah, what the fuck was that? What the hell was that shit? He totally fucking like trampled on all of our shit that we did. That was dumb.
Don't be letting them fat bitches call your show anymore.
He's like, fuck, he was pissed at Gary. He's like, man, this is wasting my time. This is a waste of my time.
I got things to do.
Oh, shit.
We lost our cred. Now he thinks we're just a bunch of fat chicks.
Pissed. Whatever. I was making up stuff about him having some kind of speech impediment that made no sense. I don't even know. And the steroid use. The use of synthol. Synthol's like this oil that like these some weightlifters will inject right before competitions that are basically like silicone oil that just blows up your muscles. So it looks like
that's really good for you.
Yes, yeah, but now they're starting to, people like literally their arms are splitting wide open because of it and getting infections that can't be treated. Oh yeah, synthol.
I saw a guy one time at the gym. He had done steroids, and he was, you know, you could tell he was totally yoked out. Mm-hmm. This is like some years back, and he was doing a bicep curl, and the bicep just curled up.
Ooh.
It detached.
Oh. Mm-hmm. God.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Or his testicles all shriveled up.
Right. He was one of those like really big guys, but that skips leg day, you know.
He doesn't like his cardio or his leg work.
Yeah, and he had one of those voices like Mike Tyson, like Jesus Christ, you know.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Like, oh jeez. Like okay. Nobody could take you seriously, so he's like screaming, he's like, eh, but, like, okay.
Have you seen the Mexican that was wagging his tongue at people?
Huh?
Have you seen that Mexican guy? Wasn't that?
Oh yes, gross. Is no, I'm trying to avoid the gym going on around that time. I used to have this guy. I used to have this black guy that used to follow me around the gym. And this was before I was married, and before I was like, you know, like I had a boyfriend, but I really was, you know, I didn't have, there ain't no ring on it, you know what I'm saying? And oh man, this guy used to like watch me on machines and stuff. I'm like, you're fucking creepy. And yeah, so just seeing the Mexican guy, you know, wagging his tail or wagging his tongue.
That's
creepy factor. Yeah. Like, who does that?
Not me. Milkman? Maybe. Baz, no. Baz is
a... I'm not a stalker, dude. You know, I pretty well, man. My prey's pretty clear, man.
Yeah. Baz probably has the high... Out of all the PCN stuff, I think Baz has the highest educational degree. I think he has the highest educational degree out of all of us. Or, like, if we were all on the island together, he would be our professor on Gilligan's Island, basically. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he really would.
I don't have an advanced degree. Yeah. So. I do not.
Don't you guys have master's degrees?
I don't
have one.
I do not.
I don't have one. I thought, doesn't Jayed have one?
That's for squares.
He has an MBA, I think, right?
Exactly. That's it.
Yeah, but that's business. That doesn't count.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
This guy is fucking splicing genomes and doing stuff with bat sperm and
stuff. Yep. Yeah, I harvested 5 milliliters of bat semen today.
Did you really, or are you just making that up from the print?
I'm just making
it okay,
up.
Okay, I was about to say. It's all, I can't tell if you're being serious or not, dude. You're really...
It was all in the laundry.
Yeah. Neon was mentioning
well,
this
no,
to me
I mean,
recently.
Some of the shit that we do is, would seem ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, there's literally is a chemical that we used to use in the lab was salmon sperm DNA.
Ooh.
And don't ask me why...
Because it makes you
DNA
think.
From salmon sperm would be better than any other source. Hmm. But that's just what everybody used for this one experiment, and it worked.
Salmon are pretty, aren't they a determined species of fish, right? They go up the stupid things or whatever.
Yeah, they do. But I think it was just because at the hatcheries they can harvest a lot of salmon sperm, and it's easy to make the DNA. And
gotcha.
We just used it for like. Some incidental thing and some procedure we did. I can't even remember.
Gotcha. The Darted Restaurant Company, I thought you'd be interested in this, Baz, is working on trying to do selective breeding with lobsters to get a certain type of lobster that they can raise in farms underwater. Because it's not, it's pretty much not possible right now. You have to catch the lobsters wild, no matter what.
Wild. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why
they don't do well.
So Darden Restaurants owns Red Lobster as well as like Olive Garden, stuff like that. So they have a really highly vested interest in being able to farm produce possibly genetically modified, because I'm guessing they're looking at that option. You don't know. I don't know. Maybe they might just do selective breeding for a few generations.
I don't know if they know enough.
Yeah. Well, not the company
itself. What makes them able to live in a farm to be able to do anything other than just selective breeding.
Yeah, exactly. But that's kind of cool. I was I guess.
Yeah.
Kind of makes sense. Yeah, but now we're going to see farm-raised lobster. So now lobster is going to be blasé. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like salmon is now. Salmon now is like, salmon is like McDonald's. The McDonald's of fish now.
I was going to tell you about this, Carlito.
What? The Chipotle effect.
Well, the other night we did one of Baz's numbers, the whole you were exposing yourself through the door crack of your hotel room. Gordo had, me and Gordo had this guy going so fucking good. Like, we told him we saw his penis in the hallway video. This guy was willing to send a snapshot of his dick down to the front desk for us to compare to the video.
Oh,
and Gordo's giving directions. He's like, sir, you're going to need to take your pants off all the way because your pants weren't in the security video. He's like, oh, okay. And we're like, all right, we need you just to lean back and, like, just grab the tip of your dick because that's how it was presented and take a snapshot. And the guy's like, okay, all right, I'm going to do it right now.
You should have him bring the phone with him to the front desk and show, like, here, I'm just going to show you this.
Well, after he did it, we all started fucking laughing. We're like, are you a fucking moron?
That's some borderline shit. That shit. That's awesome. I love that shit.
Well, we didn't tell him to send it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
Idiot.
No, it's just funny. I'm saying it's crazy that people do this shit. Oh my god.
We're like, are you somewhere with some pretty good lighting? It's like this has to be perfect.
Yeah. Neon, you're in California. You think Safeway is open right now?
Yeah. I think till midnight.
Okay. Here we go.
Thank you for calling your friendly Lincoln Road Safeway. Using your touchtone phone, make a selection from the following choices, or stay on the line and your call will automatically transfer to our customer service desk. Please listen to the options as our menu has changed. For store hours and location information, press 1. For our bakery, press 2. For our deli, press 3. One moment, please. You have entered an invalid extension.
Come on.
Please listen to the options as our menu has changed.
And that's 0.
One moment, please. You have entered an invalid extension. Please listen to the options as our menu has changed. For store hours and location information, press 1.
Be pre-recorded.
For our bakery, press 2.
Didn't work.
For our deli, press 3. For our floral department, press 4.
Deli, 3.
One moment, please. You have entered.
Retarded. Yeah, maybe. But great way of explaining it, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess option one was to hear the hours, but still, you know what I'm saying. They're rolling those phones over to voicemail or to whatever they're calling it. Put a greeting. Put a warm greeting on it, please.
A warm greeting. I want a wet greeting.
That too. Our office is now closed. And then you get a person who can say it in English and Spanish.
At the same time.
Well, no. It's
Spanglish.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go with the porcelain Japanese doll. Ken, do a call, man. You ready for your porcelain Japanese doll?
Ken?
Do you get a beer machine?
Take it, Baz. I don't think Ken's there.
Okay.
No. Yeah, I'll get a porcelain doll. Do you want to take this one, Ken?
Oh.
Where's Ken? Ken, take it. Okay. Offer to you first.
I was saying, I put some roommate numbers in there too.
Yes, dude, we haven't done those in a while.
Someone has a room to rent or to share. It's just big enough to put two queen size beds in it.
What's going on? Oh, wow, really? I think I did that. Hang on. He gave us a lot of info for that.
What did you bring me, my dear friend? Hello?
Yeah, Everett.
Speaking.
Hi, yeah, you, my sister's looking for a place, like a one bedroom, one bath that I guess you people got listed.
Okay, I missed a word or two there. She's looking for a one bedroom or two.
Here's my sister for the one bedroom. Sister.
Hey, Everett.
Hi.
Hi. What do you have available?
Well, actually nothing, but pretty soon I may have something available.
The one that's going to be pretty soon, is that a one or two bedroom?
Well, I could have one of each pretty soon, but I was thinking of a two bedroom.
Okay. So what are the qualifications for income? Because I'm kind of going to be in between jobs, but I didn't know. Do you have to have like a verifiable income if I go in and fill out an application?
Well, I have to be persuaded in my mind that you're going to be able to pay the rent.
Well, honey, I could pay that rent, but I don't know if you'd like the type of income that I get.
Well, how are you going to pay the rent?
Well, I could come in and show you.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Yeah? Are you going to have some alone time, say, maybe tomorrow evening?
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Yeah? See, maybe... I don't know. I guess we could meet at a restaurant, or you want to meet at your house, or... I just need to know that I have a... I need to have an electrical outlet.
You need what?
I need an electrical outlet, some electricity, so I can show you how I'm going to make my money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I live in Wailuku, and I don't know whether they have outlets in, say, for example, McDonald's in Wailuku or somewhere in Calgary like that.
Well, I don't know about a public place. Maybe more something private.
Okay.
Okay, I guess, you know what, in the dark's fine. Everyone looks the same in the dark, right?
If it's that dark, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll just have probably one of my bouncers come with me, but yeah, I could definitely show you how my money make. Do you like dances?
Pardon me?
Do you like dances?
Yeah, what about them?
Do you like dances?
Oh, well, I've never had one as a tenant, but
Do you like girls that can dance?
Well, sure, why not? My wife is one who does a lot of that.
Because you know what, usually, honey, I need a good pull, but you sound like you could probably provide that for me, at least for the night.
Sorry, I'm not hearing you perfectly.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I need a pole usually to dance and do. That's how I make my money. But if you're going to provide it for me, hey, why not?
Well, I don't know whether what you're thinking about is going to let me know how much money you make. I think, you know, you're going to...
Yeah, as long as, you know, usually when I, the way I, the rate I go at it, people usually make it rain. I don't take the hail, you know what I'm saying? If it bounces from the ground, I don't want it. So, how about we set something up for tomorrow? I could bring some candles if that's better, if you're afraid of the dark. But what I got for you, you won't be afraid of.
Well, where would it be that you would use candles? Talking about my home or the place?
If you have a private room in your home, that's fine. Do you have a wife? Well, are you married? Are you married?
Yes.
Do you want your wife to come and watch?
Oh, no. I think we lost.
Oh, shit.
He's in Hawaii, so I'm sure it's like a coconut phone.
That dirty old motherfucker. He wanted it.
Yeah, Neon. Neon, you're kicking ass. That was good.
Jack says I'm a stripper.
I'm turning him again.
Hello.
Hi, Everett. This is Amber. We got disconnected. We were talking about the dance for tomorrow.
It's breaking up even worse now. Most of your words I can't hear.
Oh, no. Must be that coconut phone.
Oh, fucking shit.
Oh, shit.
Fucking asshole.
Now I'm hearing a male voice.
Oh, no. That's, I just have to, I do like, it's a little tester on my phone. But no, it's just you and I. Do you want to meet up tomorrow? And I can fill out the application and show you how my money make.
Well, I'm not sure what you're saying about show me. If you're going to show me a dance, that isn't going to tell me how much money you make. What I need is a history of your earnings.
Oh, well, I can bring all of that. I can bring pay stubs, but I prefer to provide more of that, more of a display, let's say.
Why don't you send me your financial information first? I can give you an email address and you can send that.
Oh, I'm not comfortable with that. I like to reveal all in person, though.
Well, I think I need to have that because
I can. You know what? I can bring someone with me, and I can bring one of my clients with me. Let me go ahead and unchain it.
That's everything else but what I need. What I need is your financial history.
Oh, yeah, I'll bring that, too.
Well, why don't you just email it to me and you won't have
to... I'm a little shy to send it over the email. I think I do better in person. You know, one-on-one, sometimes two-on-one.
Yeah, I probably want to see the financial information first. If you want, I'll give you an email address. Otherwise,
See enough when I'm there in person. I mean, what's the problem?
There's a problem.
What's the problem?
There's no problem.
I'm hearing a male voice again.
Well, now, this is one of my clients, and he's always been very happy when I've been with him.
Okay, well,
This is David, sir.
And if you need a...
Oh, he hung up.
I was going to tell him that I've been supporting you for about the last year.
Yeah.
And you need your own place now.
The male voice freaks him out. You hear him? I'll hear a male voice.
Oh, shit.
You killed him.
Blah, blah.
You were killing his boner, Baz.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Where'd Milkman go?
She did the blah, 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 blah.
Aloha. Please leave a message.
Now he's afraid.
Aloha.
Blah, 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 blah.
Getting Milkman back on in here. He dropped.
Patel there. Blah, 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 blah.
I have to start charging for the sex talk.
Hello.
Hey, I'm calling about the room for rent.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
I'd like to find out more about it. I'm in need of a room.
Okay, are you looking for yourself or somebody else? It's a shared room, you know.
Okay, who will I be sharing the room with?
Yeah, well, I'm going to show it to somebody else today, so if you want to come over around 7:30,
so you can't tell me who I would be sharing the room with?
Yeah, no, there's one guy living in the room outside, and in the one share, in the share room is another guy. He's going to come tonight.
Where's you said there's a shit room?
Good evening, Double Turbine Hilton.
Hello.
Hey, look, if you want to take a look at the room, you can come today between 7 and 7:30, all right? Send me a text to this number, it's not a problem, and I'll send you the address back, all right?
Are you Puerto Rican?
No, I'm from Ecuador, actually.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, okay.
That's disgusting, people.
Hey, I'm back. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Baz, but he really pissed me off with his bullshit.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad he took care of it.
Yeah. Did you hear him? He was working at the hotel and picked up a fucking line.
Yeah. Right?
I got the number. I'm going to paste it.
Lovely. I was like, ask if you could get naked for the interview since he'll be sharing a room.
Yeah, I just blasted all the way at the bottom. That should be him.
Oh, damn.
How does that connect to the double trip?
I think he's at work and he had to pick up the fucking hotel line.
Oh, fuck. I was like, what the fuck?
And that was weird.
Then my kid walked in and I'm like, I got to mute here for a sec.
Oh, no. Oh,
so this should be him answering the phone.
All right, we'll see.
What's his name?
He didn't have a name.
Oh, yeah, no name.
Aloha, hotel operator.
Yeah, front desk, please.
And how may I assist you, sir?
Yeah, send me to the front desk.
I can help you.
No, you can't because you're a woman.
We need a man.
Oh, you want a man? Okay, one moment, please.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, hurry the fuck up. Special
money-saving. Just tell him it's your religion. Yes. Sometimes I say that my wife doesn't let me talk to women because I cheated already.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I can't. Sure, you're getting the best rate on. But I've done men, too, because I got caught.
You've done men?
I got caught. Yeah, I came out as...
Yeah.
I haven't messed around with a guy to my wife, and I wasn't allowed to talk to men on the phone.
Yes, can you call us back about 10 minutes?
Hey, no. I got a question.
No.
Fucking asshole. Milkman has a question.
Ma'am.
Well, I'm going to have to answer your question because there's no man here.
Yes, Milkman, she'll answer your question.
Can you talk with a deep voice like this?
Is there a young man, boy?
Can you talk like a deep voice like this?
21255.
No.
Oh shit, she's got the number.
No.
Oh, fuck.
Ma'am, you don't want to answer my. Okay, can you answer my question?
Yes. The number is 555-1212. We're in trouble. With our 2x
points. She wanted to answer my question. I was going to ask her how many
fingers in front of that. With our leisure
escapes package. Okay, you want to answer a number question? How many fingers?
Are you good at math, miss?
Oh jeez.
How many fingers? Oh, that never gets old.
Any guess over one is inappropriate.
That's always a good way to end the call. Like, if it's not going well, to say, how many fingers?
I don't have any guess by that name. Okay, well, answer this question before I let you go.
It's like a quick slap to the nuts real quick to piss them off.
Hi, it's Jacob over there.
Jacob?
Yeah. How you doing there, sweetie? Jacob.
Hi, you wanted to speak with Jake?
Yeah, where's he at?
Yes.
Okay, one moment, please.
Who's Jake?
I don't know. Probably the asshole on the other line.
Or maybe she didn't realize.
Little bastard.
Maybe she thought it was someone else. Jake.
We should ask Jake how many fingers he thinks she could take.
Oh, my God. This is a fun show. You guys having fun? You guys enjoying
it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, good. Me too.
DoubleTree by Hilton, where the little things mean everything.
It's always fun.
I'm thinking about moving my BTR show's night there, Mr. Cross.
Move your bow. To what? To Friday nights?
Nah, I think Saturday before Dirty Airing goes on.
Okay. And Dirty Aaron doesn't always go on, so that way if he doesn't show up, you could just extend. Right. That'd be great. That'd be great.
I'm pretty much done with Gary because we didn't...
he got burned.
We're burnt out on him.
Yeah, Gary's... I felt kind of bad for the guy that ended last night because he was just so defeated. He was like,
We didn't hear from him for like 50 minutes.
Yeah, dude, but you know, with the way our community's at now, he's going to get harassed for until he leaves again. Until he just leaves BTR, he's going to always get, people are always going to fuck with him now.
Well, it's kind of not the same. It's like,
aloha, DoubleTree Security, Turn speaking.
Yeah, I need to talk to the guy at the front desk. He's got a room to rent.
Okay.
He's renting.
Do you know who it is?
He's renting rooms on the side at a discount.
Yeah, he said I pay half price and I get to like drink all the stuff in the little refrigerator.
I'm sorry. I think you're at the wrong hotel.
No,
sir.
We've done this before. We do this. We do this all the time. We have an orgy there.
Feels really good.
We all split the cost together. We even have a girl. She's the girl in the middle.
So listen, man,
we need to get a room. Thank you.
This is masturbation.
Hey. I've never seen security run off the line like that.
The fuck?
Do you have a free electrical socket there, sir?
Yeah, security, he's a pretty wussy security, man.
I got a plug-in vibrator I need. I need to plug it in.
It's a milk toast. Milk toast. I like that.
Alternating current with gear settings.
All right, so
I'm thinking about moving into Saturday to get some fresh meat because we don't usually do the Saturday BTR.
Ken, you know what? If you're going to do it on Saturday, you got to do those psychics again, remember?
Well, you see, if I do it on Saturday, I'll just bump it instead of like the Gary one on Wednesday starts at like 11:30. I'll just start it at 10 o'clock on Saturday.
Well, see, sometimes Dirty Aaron doesn't go on until like 10 p.m. Pacific, so you could even...
Even my time would be 1 o'clock my time before he ever went on.
And then maybe on some of the weeks, if he doesn't go on, I've been wanting to do a later show. Maybe I'll do an after show. Saturday.
Hey, that's good. Hey, listen, I gotta take a break real quick. I'm up against a hard break. We gotta go cut over.
Oh, fucking hard break.
Yeah.
So go take care of it.
Affiliates can go ahead and identify themselves. But when we come back, we have more of those numbers from Big Ken. We also got a few more that came in from forget the guy's name. And
some wankers.
Yeah, we're gonna do some UK wankers. We're gonna have a good old motherfucking time.
Hey, Romano, fix me one of those nacho sandwiches while you're back there.
Sure, man. Nacho cheese, you want on it? All right, you guys. You want some cayenne pepper on it?
That's what I'm talking about. And adobo.
All right, guys, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Thank you. Give me a few minutes.
Call in toll-free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what? I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever make you who you are.
I got to deposit some credit into Milkman's account for the lulls.
The lulls.
That's how we're paid?
We're paid in lulls.
I couldn't believe his ass when he was explaining that. That was too funny.
Hey, let's do some prank calls.
Yeah, let's call some
calls. Hey, shut up.
Some prank calls.
Melissa Engelman, right? I'm going from the bottom up. Someone put these, sweeties out on the road today. I stopped to give them water. And what did she find? Tell me, Ken, what's going on here?
I don't know. She's just a Facebooker with her number she put.
She found some kind of animal.
Something about some dogs she found on the side of the road.
Oh, fuck those dogs. All right,
we should just call her and accuse her of stealing our fucking dogs.
Okay, good, yeah.
Then I
wake up to more bullshit. You knew me before.
All right, that worked out great. The next one is Shahashi. Shinahashi Shkar. And this is a Facebook motherfucker.
Right. Why you all baggy? Homie, respect the game. That should be it. What you eat, don't make me shit. Where's the love?
How you doing? Is this shit?
Oh, come on, man. Guys, remind me to tell you a story about shusha after this call. Okay, thanks.
Do it on the call.
No. I don't want to.
Hi, this is Russ Anderson's voicemail. Really? Sorry, I can't take your call right now.
I'll try him again.
Your name is
I hang up, baby.
Fuck them.
Germano. Have you heard from Ted Wawab? Is he still around these days? Was he there?
Yeah, see, sometimes if I do a show during the day, he pops in and says hi. I mean, he's working a lot of stuff, and he's with his wife.
He's still running the Blue Pranks, isn't he?
Yep. Blue Planet.
That's a Blue Planet,
yeah. Yeah, it's a Shellcast station. It's also on TuneIn Radio.
Everybody give it up.
And we are also on TuneIn Radio, but I'm still trying to work it out. I'm in a dialogue now with someone with their technical support to get Madhouse Radio changed to Prank Call Nation on there to end the confusion. It's the last thing that's still a holdover from the legacy network. And I don't know. They said it was going to be fixed in 24 hours. That was 72 hours ago. That was going to be updated. So here I am. You know, like,
right. I actually talked with some of their people that work there, dude. They're very knowledgeable, but they're almost ineffective at doing any fucking thing, dude. I literally talked to the people that are in charge of that shit.
Really?
On a customer. Yeah. And dude,
can you get them to pay attention?
I never fucking heard nothing change.
They're impossible to get a hold on the phone. I finally got a hold of one of them on
their kids. Email. They are a bunch of college kids, and what they're trying to do is make tune in to the next Facebook, man, by musically using stream stations. Have you noticed how it's all going to like trending and all that fucking gay shit on there?
Yeah, it has. You're right.
They're trying to make it into the Facebook, dude. I've been watching them, and I talk with these people, dude, and they do. They go right down there by Facebook. One of their offices is real close down there, and that's exactly what's happening. Like, they used to be, they had a way that, you know, you could like put a preset out. They don't even have none of that shit no more.
Yeah, I know. Now they
you
took
have to
that
go
away.
Look, you can't even save a favorites list. You just gotta go and look through this list of bullshit.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's bullshit. You gotta.
They're completely gone social with it, and they're destroying a wonderful product, man. Radio. I would rather have my fucking Radio Time account back if that's the case.
Wow. Yeah, Milkman, I hear you, bro.
That's what's going on. So they're trying to make it trendy and, you know, and get it popped into the social network trend. That's what they're trying to do.
Can you help out and get one of them on the phone with me or something one day? Like, give them my cell phone for real? Because I really need them to change
my house. If I ever get one in the car, dude, seriously, man. I mean, I could seriously ask them for a phone number.
I need Madhouse.
It would have to be more on the legit side, but I mean, you could actually interview them if you did it legit.
No, I don't have to interview them.
They would have to know my real name.
I'll interview them for their product just to educate everybody on it, but.
Yeah, well, okay, okay, you want to hear something funny? I didn't get a chance to mention this, and I've been dying to tell you. Guess who I had in my car the other day? Robert Hamilton.
Rob Hamilton?
Yeah. You know who he is, right? No?
No?
Nexus. He is king of Nexus. He runs Nexus, dude. He's my customer, man.
Nexus.
Nexus. Google Nexus. He's in charge of Google Nexus. Product manager.
Oh, that.
Tablets. All that shit.
Ah.
We sat there for like an hour and a half talking about all this shit, man. All this stuff about the networks, everything, man. And like, it was like great, man. The guy is like from London.
Huh. Okay. All right.
On here, guy. Look that. Yeah, type in, man. His name is Robert Hamilton, and he's in charge of Nexus, man.
The Nexus project.
As soon as I talked to him, dude, I was like, man, I wish I could have my friend talk to you because I know you were a big old time Nexus fan from ways back when.
Hey, I had the first Android product ever released.
That's what I'm talking about. And him and I sat there and talked shop for I don't know how long, and I didn't even know who he was. I talked to him about everything, energy. You know, everything before at least probably like 30 or 40 minutes before I even asked him who he was. He hinted around at what he did, but he never said, right? He was so knowledgeable. We kept on talking and talking, and finally I said, so what's your line? You know, what industry? You know, and he said, oh, I work with a mobile company. And I immediately then I knew this guy is definitely way up there. I got one of the big shots. And I said, oh, well, what company? He said, Google. I said, Nexus? He said, oh, yeah, you know about that? I said, well, yes. I said, if my friend was here, he'd shit his pants right now. I said, he would die to talk to you, man. Yeah. But it's possible, dude. I mean, if we did legitly, I could do that. I'd secrete some information and get an interview out of him.
Not necessarily that. Even just tell them, hey, I'm on an internet radio show, and it's on a Shoutcast station, and it's on TuneIn Radio, and they changed the name, and he's been trying to get you guys to update it on your end.
I get a TuneIn guy, dude, again, I will, man.
We'll
try and get something to put him on the spot, because it's like, dude, you know, how many years have we been on there? We've been in there since before they were TuneIn.
Yeah, we were on in there earlier.
TuneIn came along later. They bought, what, Radio Time?
Yeah.
Used to Radio Time. You used to subscribe through Radio Time. That's how I still got my shit still set up through a Radio Time account.
Radio Time Machine. Remember that one?
That was cool. The Wayback Machine, man.
Yeah.
Mr. Peabody.
Okay, hey, let's do some prank calls, right,
Alvin,
guys?
Mr. Peabody. I'm sorry. Nobody remembers them.
I'm sorry, guys, that we're talking about business, but...
We were talking a little shop business there anyway.
You guys going to get a room? Or?
No problem.
No, we do manage this network. You know, it's very hard.
This has always been part of the skit. Like, some people don't know around. Like we've always included everything in the show, not only one trick calls, and that's it. Because if it backfires, where do you go?
Yeah.
You have like a little bit of technology, current times, food talk, you know, stoner talk, whatever. Because that's what people are all about. Other things, too, besides calls.
You're so high.
That's why it's the bullshit session.
Mark Ben has a new number. All right. Text him your name. Is Jag here yet? Did Jag make it? No. No Jag yet, right?
I think he left. I don't know.
Nope.
I'll try to get him on. But hey, let's call this guy. Da-da. Mark Ben. Da-da-da-da-da. Hello, Mark. Hey, yeah, this is Cross. You said to contact you about your new Facebook number.
Hello?
Yeah, what's your problem?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you, Mark. What's your problem? Whatever.
Clunk, clunk.
Clunk, 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 clunk.
Going this right away.
I was gonna say that he said that to my girlfriend and I'm pissed off. Fuck that shit, motherfucker.
You're sexy.
Hey, fuck that shit, motherfucker. You sent that to my wife? Who the fuck are you, motherfucker? You listening?
Yeah.
Yeah? Why'd you send to my wife that you had a new number? And to text you. Why'd you send that to her, motherfucker? What are you doing to my wife, motherfucker?
Mm-hmm.
Are you where she gets all these ideas from?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Neon, go ahead. Try something.
Don't act stupid. Don't act stupid because he already knows. He already knows. So just tell him. Remember? That's why he had to get the new number? Are you listening to me, motherfucker? I'm going to call you motherfucker from now on.
Bitch.
So listen up, motherfucker.
Yeah. All right, good.
Fuck, I was retarded.
Fuck that guy. All right.
I got a question, Ermano. Whenever you do the devil voice, have we experimented to see what it sounds like with neon, like a female voice, doing like during the time you got the devil scrambler on?
Go ahead, Neon.
Neon, go ahead, do it. Talk.
Hey, Milkman.
I don't know. What does that do?
I hear her, but no scramble.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it goes out over the air.
Oh, you're that was my devil voice. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Okay, now I'm convinced.
Well, I forgot we can request white devil. Hey, motherfucker.
Yeah, you can.
You need to do more like...
like grunting.
Yeah. See, I just did it to your voice and it sounded really funny.
Turn it down for me real quick so I can see something.
Okay, do.
Your mother sucks cocks in hell. You rotten piece of suck.
Oh,
oh my god, Milkman, you're you're like the mega bullfrog. Very end of a pipe organ. All the way on the end.
Speaking of pipes, dude, I got a big ass one I'm ready to load up right now, man. Exactly what I'm doing.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, that's so scary.
It's almost Halloween.
Oh my god.
Oh, your birthday? Is that your excuse?
Halloween.
Milkman was born on Halloween. What's up with that?
No way. Hey, I got 9/11. Scary duo.
Ew, you two make a great pair. Great little couple.
What's theirs? What's your date?
9/11.
9/11. Yeah. Ooh, cool.
Hey, you two, should totally hook up, conceive, and have like a really
make
devil.
Some terrorist devil scary babies.
There
devil
you go, man. Orange
the Antichrist.
Right?
You could probably make the Antichrist if you did it. What would be the best third?
I got your own jack o' lantern every window, man. Bring your own candle.
You'd have to shoot for the birth to be on whatever, some other date just like that. What is there? 9/11?
On Jesus' birthday, and then they could procreate the fucking Antichrist.
I do have family members that have Christmas.
On Good Friday? On Good Friday, I guess.
Yeah, but that Good Friday changes, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to have a static day.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, happy fucking early birthday to Jamestown, whose birthday is on Tuesday, motherfucker.
If we could go back to 2006, we could have done this on 666.
We could do the autumnal equinox.
The what?
The what?
Pagan talk. Pagan talk. Autumnal equinox. Pagan talk.
Uh oh. It's getting scary.
Scary.
We need white devil to balance it.
White devil in the house.
Okay.
Hey, can I talk to the next bitch, Megan, with the white devil?
Yeah. Is that going up, right, Megan?
Megan holding her cock or something.
Holder, speaking of Holder, Attorney General
yeah.
Holder.
Yeah, I heard
I'm just retired, dude.
Retired. CNN.
Yeah. Who's going to take over?
Yeah, I watched his retirement while you guys were laughing her up.
Maybe we can get a nice progressive person to take over who will stop this whole marijuana thing. Maybe that's what's going on in the background. Maybe this Obama leg day. Moving over chess pieces because the game is chess, not checkers.
Well, he's been down with the gay, too, man. Well, he's completely down with it.
Hey, Megan.
Hi.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm laying in bed.
Yeah?
Ooh.
Your mother sucks cocks in hell.
Who is this?
This is the White Devil.
What?
This is the White Devil. How are you?
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, White Devil here. How you doing, bitch?
I totally forgot.
Oh, my God.
You were just talking normal. And I'm just She's talking. Like, you ain't no White Devil. I'll try her again.
You ain't no White Devil,
I'll try her again. That was funny.
What?
Hey, Megan. This is the fucking White Devil calling. How you doing, bitch? I love you. What are you doing, Megan?
I'm here.
Oh, fuck yeah. Your mother sucks cocks in hell.
I think you're in bed. You want to get in bed with me?
Oh, that's Mrs. White Devil. Fuck yeah.
This is the White Mistress.
She has dildos.
So what do you say to her, sweet toes?
She has dildos.
I'm going to slide right in there.
This is the White Devil. She has dildos made out of unicorn horns.
So if you're a virgin, you won't be for long.
I'm being held captive by these demons and devils.
You can't rape the willing.
Oh, help me, please.
Oh, Spanky, please.
I'm in a place that's very dark and it smells like sulfur.
We were hunting for a virgin, but, you know, we'll take a butt virgin instead.
Or a mouth virgin. Oh, shit. Yes.
Yeah?
La 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 la.
Blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah. Oh, I'm turning.
The transformation is complete.
We're all...
She was giggling in the background. Yeah,
they're having a good old time. They're like, slapping their thighs. Like, fuck yeah.
They're playing their banjos and shit over there.
Spitting on the ground.
At all night.
Just by the dueling banjos in the background.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking running the spoon across the old washboard or whatever the fuck that was.
Yeah. Oh, I always wanted to be the jug player. I never got to do it, but if I could have joined one of them things, I would have been the jug. Like, who?
You just want to blow on the jugs?
Yeah, that's
yeah. Because you can hyperventilate yourself and get real fucked up.
Better mandolin.
Yeah, hyperventilate yourself, get fucked up.
Fucking jugs.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Somebody cast and you start huffing. Oh yeah, I'd pass out before the end of the song.
And Winamp crashed. Winamp. Oh, Winamp.
Oh.
Hey, has Winamp got any support yet? Or are they still off the air, man?
They're kind of supporting it. They're working on some kind of really big new release, but.
Well, like Llama or whatever, basically just not doing anything. I thought they were being sold out.
It's a company called Radionomy out of France that took over. They won Winamp. They own Winamp and they own the rights to the Shoutcast protocol and the main Shoutcast directory, stuff like that. It's on them. And they already have a site that offers free Shoutcast hosting, for like 30 days. And if you get enough listeners, it stays free as long as you have a certain number of listeners.
The stream, man, huh?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I signed us up for it, but I never really programmed it. And me and Brad were kind of checking it out. We were like, I don't know. It looks like a lot of work. So we have an account for PCN.
It's an open market. You know, and if it's something you can get on the ground of, you know, what the hell, dude? Because Winamp still, you know, I mean, like you said, they've got the rights to the streams.
Yeah. Well, let me ask Baz and Ken this, and Neon, maybe you know. How do we do in terms of number of listeners compared to like the other shows on Mixer? Because when I look, we seem to have, like, when we have a live show, we're usually like, we're pretty much always like, when we see like the popular ones, we're always on the top. You know what I mean? When I actually bother to go in and schedule like Dwight's Wednesday show and Jayette's Friday show and the science show tonight and all that stuff, it always gets pushed like to the top, you know, results when you just click on the popular. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking, how many like I try to listen to the other comedy shows and there's no real comedy going on. It's people talking in Spanish. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
you must be on AM or something.
I don't know.
Where I never really browsed much on Mixlr other than just coming and listening to the show, and then I usually don't even really look at the page too much. I'm usually either on Skype.
Like, could we unionize? Could we unionize and
why don't
go
you guys
to
track the numbers?
Somewhere.
Either have somebody, one of your assistants, track the numbers, or just make a mental note or a sticker on your desktop. That. You know what your numbers count was or peak numbers, and that'll give you an idea what you can do with it.
Well, it's like Tuesday
time slot wise.
Well, Tuesday Carlito shot me the stats, and it was actually more popular than calling Gary on Wednesday. I had 170 unique listeners and 80 peak listeners.
Yeah.
Which, that's pretty close, actually. That might be the highest.
That's your highest. Yeah, the 80 is your... You hit 80 for the first time.
Even unique listeners at 170. Yeah. I think that's the highest there, also.
Yeah, to be honest...
numbers is the important number, because even if somebody could happen to still be trying to rip it, that's only going to be, like, maybe, like, less than 5% of all the listeners.
Yeah.
And there's only going to be 2 or 3 people to even rip it. So your actual numbers are going to be the unique numbers.
Yeah. Well, yeah, unique numbers is people that tuned in or tuned out at some point during the broadcast. Peak is the most that we had at one certain amount of time during the broadcast. So that's what I always look for.
It goes by your IP is what it's doing. New IPs and saying, oh, we got somebody unique.
Yeah.
Because if you do a stream rip, it'll pop up with another player, but it won't be unique. It'll be a dual. It'll be a clone.
Yeah.
But it does allow clones.
Yeah, Jayad Show gets the most. It's usually about 170, 180 now. He's starting to get peak. I don't know what I had. I think I hit 60s and 70s when I... Well, I hit like, yeah,
just give
like
you an
60s
idea
or 70s when I do like these shows at no regular time.
Two of them. Numbers and spam time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the other stat is good to know because you see how many people listen to it and are like, ah, fuck this, and tuned out. You know, if you compare the two numbers together, you get a kind of an idea of that. So there you go.
Too bad it didn't give you like an average.
No, they come in pretty effectively, pretty fair.
I say unique is a good idea because if it's consistently 136 or whatever, you know that a lot of those are returns. They're not going to just tune in, tune out, and then come back next week, tune in, tune out. It's a pretty reliable number, really.
Yeah, well, I know my shows, I stay above 130 on a consistent week-to-week basis.
Yeah, yeah. I'm at 121 right now.
It's probably a fair number. You're seeing pretty well. It's close. It's very close to actual.
Okay.
So unique is the way you should track it.
Yep. We'll start doing that. Well, I can. I got the data. I got the emails coming in. I can just find a way to...
Too bad you couldn't like just put a little Excel spreadsheet and have it like sample at any one time, like go poll each day, like every like 3 hours or every 2 hours, with listener count is.
Yeah. All right. Look, you know, we were talking bad to the dad about not doing prank calls on his shows, and here we are, you know, and that's not right. So we need to do stuff because that's not fair to say that about him, you know, and then come here and then do that.
All right. So we're not allowed to only do prank calls. We do talk.
Yeah.
Is this Young Park?
Yeah. Yeah, you want it?
Yeah, sure.
I got sesame seeds in my teeth.
Yeah. Talk to me, Young.
Who was there?
Hey, what's up, Young?
Over
here? What's going on?
Hello?
English, motherfucker.
I think motherfucker was going
on. I don't know. Okay, looking at his page, I gotta hit the see translation button. Probably a bunch of clicks and whistles. Me to hang around the office. 32 minutes ago.
Just throw a bunch of pans down the hallway.
Wow. He's in Koreatown.
He did type out iPhone 6.
Hey, are you in Koreatown?
What's up?
Are you in Koreatown?
Hey, who is this?
Hi.
Yeah, I'm fucking Korea. Who is this?
Yo, fuck you, you stupid.
Why you fucking stupid?
You little fucking water shit. Water.
Are you speaking English, motherfucker?
What the fuck, man? Why you call me? How can you know my number?
Motherfucker, I'm friends with the Yakuza. Fuck you.
Yakuza.
Who is that?
Yakuza said to call you, motherfucker.
Who is it?
This is the dragon.
Oh, you're a dragon, like legend of fucking like animal shit, right?
Yeah, I am dragon. Yeah, I am the main dragon machine.
Fuck you there.
Fuck your mother.
Whoa. Whoa. Because all of a sudden the motherfucker starts speaking English, that cocksucker.
Fuck you the motherfucker starts speaking in tongues and shit. That was funny.
Fuck your iPhone 6, motherfucker.
I'll give you that. Save that number. Ken, that's a good one. You guys.
Hey, I posted some UK numbers on the bottom of the Skype chat.
Fucker, motherfucker. Hello. Hello.
Oh, shit.
Hip.
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 I can't whistle loud. Okay. And I can't be yelling loud either because I have my window open to make it cool in here. And I have
my right. Like the dead man screaming at the monitor, and like the neighbor's like, what the hell's going on over there?
You remember KDK had some kind of Asian downstairs neighbor, and when he was doing shows, he would he would hit the roof. He would hit the ceiling with the broom.
He pissed.
And he called the cops a few times, I remember. But I remember KDK said once that he got home and he was watching a movie on headphones the entire time, and the cops showed up and he didn't even hear because he had him so loud, but in his headphones he never played him out. I remember he said, and the cop was like, yeah, your neighbor's saying you're making noise again. And they're like, look, I even hear it on my headphones. This is what I'm listening to. You can hear it right now if you want. It was stupid. He probably was having sex really loud with, you know, Keith or some other some troll looking guy. You know, in the gay community they call trolls the old men that are cruising and stuff like that.
Didn't somebody call you like black people called you an ogre looking motherfucker or something
like that. Yeah. Ogre motherfucker, something like that, yeah. What the fuck was this?
Who said that?
The angry black people.
They're BTR show. The BTR show. BTR shit with Dwight every Wednesday night.
Not anymore.
I'm done with Gary. We need some fresh meat.
On 98.6 The Mouth.
The Mouth.
Yeah.
Talking about it with Dashie, he's going to make the call.
You have reached the voicemail box. 4-3-2-8-4-7-8-9-1-4.
Oops. Got that number.
Delayed reaction.
Yeah. I remember when we came up with that idea, 98.6 The Mouth. Man, people were tripping, man. I was still on the island, dude. That
there
was
were
hilarious.
People trying to get to that website, that whole show. 98.6TheMouth.com.
We kept saying it over and over. Make it obscuring it, you know, every time. You know, it was a little different every time. People were trying it.
They were like, oh, 98.6 or 98PT or point,
POI. Punta. You know, we tried.
And they were like, is it the mouth? Like, DA mouth? Like, we kept fucking around. Yeah.
I kept telling people, I was like, dude, I remember when I used to call on the Carlito show and you had to call in on your fucking cell phone.
Yeah, man. Remember I had the toll-free line?
Yeah, I used to call in and like I was like, this before like he started having me on shit, I'd always call him like, what you doing, motherfucker? Just do a stupid shit like that. You're like, oh, okay, and you just fucking hang up.
Alright, see you later. You're the one, you little bastard.
We had the 800 number too, man. And then we had some people that would try and abuse it. Remember that we had let people have an 800 number originally. That's how cool it was.
It was AAA.
Like, yeah, man, come on, join the show. Just call in.
888-278-8509. I still remember because I used to give it out like 20, 30, 40 times a show sometimes. Yeah. Hey, let's call it. Let's see what it does now. I heard it went to some black lady. Man, it's not in service anymore. It was going to a black lady. Somebody was bothering her. They might have taken it out of the pool because I think they were getting harassed a lot. But yeah, that toll-free line was cool because all I had to do was go online and just switch it off or like block people real quick. Those were the days.
Remember that deal we had phone bridge, some kind of phone bridge set up. Who was that we hooked up with that had phone bridge? Who was that?
Phone Losers, phone bridge a few times. That was Turd Burglar used to connect us to the PLA phone bridge.
That's what it was. One of the guys back in the day I know we got on.
Yep. Turd Burglar would connect us on, yeah. He sells guns now, like a lot.
I was gonna say, what is he doing now? You know, he went to the service and then after that, you know, I kinda lost track of him.
He opened a gun store, man, and he's making bank. He's doing really good. He wants to start a podcast about guns.
Oh,
and
hell.
Preparedness, good. Yeah. Yeah.
Moving right along, dude. I just wondered about
No, he's
that,
not crazy. Right, no, he's still a good dude. He's a father and all that shit, man. Listen, come on. Prank calls. Come on, Milkman.
Yes. All right, pranks. I'm with him right. There's back to the wankers. Calls. We got Aretra.
Do we have wankers? It's okay, Milkman. I got you, Milkman. We're cool. R.
How
Brown.
About Brown? Let's try Brown.
Let me go, Brown. I'm going to go from the top down now for a little bit. A. Oh, Brown. Okay. A. Brown. A. Brown.
Hello. Your call can't be taken at the moment.
Wow.
BT.
Damn it.
Seven. Whatever the fuck it is. Seven. Seven. Seven.
BT answer. Well, I forget now. D. Brown. Also knows the Brown.
Hey, this is Mr. Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is David Snoswell. I'm with the Royal Tourism Service. How are you this morning?
What, you mean you're coming to come?
Yes, I'm with the Royal Tourism Service, and I'm just calling to confirm that the driver will be by at 9:30, sir? With the Negroes from America, sir.
Violent.
You know.
What, do you know what time it is?
He's supposed to, you know, lodge them and show them around for a couple of weeks.
Do you know what time it is? Oh.
I don't think he knows what time it is.
I wager a penny for your thoughts, sir.
Hello, sir.
He got tired. He put the phone down.
You got to get down with Brown. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, get down with the Brown.
Till the battery dies.
Anyway,
you got to be down for your Brown.
Full of Negroes will be there in about an hour.
Negroes.
Oh, American colored men.
Violent ones. Sir, come on. Come on, talk.
Did you die on the phone?
Chinga, tamale.
You're going to be expecting a hot breakfast?
Chinga, puto.
Hey, Papi culo.
Aculo.
Sir, the American National Banana Consumers are going to be there. They're going to be there and they want bananas.
I'm calling Rakesh Patel while we keep this gentleman on the line. This is a test of a brand new system. Yay!
All right. Yay.
All right. Nice. I want to order a naan bread.
We're sorry.
Thank
your
you.
Call could
have been. Yeah, tandoori chicken.
Sir, are you going to say anything to us?
We're sorry.
It's sorry, it says. Shit, nah. Sir.
It's okay. Papi don't cool be alarmed.
He's hitting
seven. Somebody, do we need to revive you? Are you in resuscitation right now? Arrest.
Resuscitation.
You need aid. Hit tap the number one.
Cardiac resuscitation, not arrest.
Resuscitation arrest.
He's in resuscitation right now. Excuse me.
Oh my god. All right, I'm gonna drop. Okay.
All right.
He might be.
I
in,
think he's
need
passed for the night.
I got a little lost there for a second, Ken. Thank you. I give up. Here's Ashok Patel. Very Vulcan-sounding name. Ashok. Or maybe it's Ashok.
Actually, it's my friend. It's Ashok. That's Ashok is the way you say it. That's my friend's name.
Ashok? A shocker?
No, Ashok. Ashok.
I'll give her the shock. I'll give her a shock. Oh, I'll give her a shock.
Shock moment.
Oh. Hickory dickory dock. This bitch wanted a shock.
Oh, I did.
Uh-oh. We're going to lose a patient. Hang on. We're going to lose a patient. Patient? Usually goes to like a flat line.
Personal assistant's not answering.
There you go. Claire. Carlito? Yeah. Kind of striking out here with numbers, but before we move on, I now remember that there is a Bindi-related prank call from Howard Stern Show. Duh, I keep talking about Howard Stern! But listen, it was funny, and I want to play a little bit of it, because I haven't heard it in
Howard
ages.
Howard Stern, he's a man of importance.
Well, my turban is high dirty society. Down that far.
Yeah. This is a prank from 2007 called Gilbert, Gilbert Gottfried.
My turban is dirty?
No, that's a fake one, Milkman. I don't know if you knew that, but it's fake. It was scripted.
Oh, I thought that was a Howard Stern one.
No, it was scripted, but it was scripted. Listen, Gilbert Gottfried calls a guy named Bindi. Yay.
Yeah, this is Artie's song. I got to play you a tape or something. This is great.
Rest in peace,
so
Artie.
The boys isolated Gilbert Gottfried's Dice Gottfried, and they made a phony phone call to a guy named Bendy. I guess, you know, there were people named Bendy. So.
After Steve Irwin's daughter?
I don't know, but this is a great call. It's a lot of fun. Here you go.
Hello.
Hey, Bendy, you want a Bendy on it? Oh!
What is this? Hello?
Hey, Bindi! Wanna swim around Mike Stingray? Oh!
Well, some bullshit, man. I don't know. Hello?
Well, hello there!
Who the fuck is it?
Paul Winchell.
Well, this motherfucker dripping like a motherfucker. Hello?
Hi, Georgie. How's your health been doing, Mama?
Who?
Hey, did you get that Paradise Andrew?
Am I bullshitting on the motherfucking phone? Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Who you want to speak to?
Bindi!
Who you want to speak to?
Yes.
Yes, motherfucker, yes! Who you want to speak to?
Oh!
Hey! Hey!
Oh, yeah. Oh, take it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I fucked Desi on his.
Yeah.
Now you're just being silly.
Do I trust you?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah, sure, I trust you. I fucked your mom last night.
Holy mackerel! Oh, my goodness. You're an animal. I want to fuck your big droopy yellow tits.
I'm gonna fuck your tits.
No, I can't even get a hard on.
You can't get on hard.
No.
When you got a pussy, you don't get on hard. Are you gay?
Yes.
You are gay?
I have sex with pigs.
You have sex with pigs?
Yes.
You fucking asshole.
Isn't
that amazing?
I'm shocked at this call.
I'm shocked at Gilbert's behavior. Isn't that great? Putting all that together. Don't miss on Howard TV, a great show that just came.
Fuck it. All right, now I'm back. Thank you. Yes. Well, let's see here.
Gilbert Godfrey is pretty funny, dude.
He is. Yes, he is. That's right. He is. Thank you for reminding me who that was. I thought it was just the parrot. He kind of messed up with the Geico thing, right? Was it Geico? Affleck. Gallop around like you're an invisible horsey. What about
my little pony?
Dude, what about the mob? Ride the mob,
almost,
man.
Like, the fucker did that Gangnam Style fucking song, just doing the horse dance while I'm driving.
Yeah, how are you not gonna ride a mop, dude? Seriously?
The mop gets in the way of jerk, and I'm thinking of my dick's the mop.
No, because you kind of fraught with the mop. You know, you're like rubbing it back and forth against it. Yeah. That's some good action right there.
But you can move the mop around and then clean, too.
Yeah. Like on the gland's penis, you know, that part.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Fuck yeah.
I just take the mop in, just tape it to my ass, and I'm like brushing up against the wall, like clean it.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay, man.
Oh my god.
You win the prize.
Yeah, win the prize. I was fucked up.
All right, Viv, Vishal Patel.
Fucking that motherfucker. He owes me money.
He owes your money. Yeah. What money do I owe you? Oh, we need one of these fuckers to call police. Call police.
Hello?
Yeah, Vishal, you there?
Hello?
Yeah, you owe me money, motherfucker.
Hello?
Don't play the hello bullshit with me.
Hello?
You there, Patel?
I think you got the wrong number, buddy.
No, you're Patel, right, motherfucker?
Oh, he is Patel, and he knows who it is.
Hey, I gotta hang up. I got an echo.
Oh, yeah, that's my fault. I'm sorry. That's probably my fault. No, don't hang up.
Yeah, I'm back. The echo's gone.
I told you it was my fault. Hey, here's Begho Patel. This is the same one, right?
There's one down here. It's spelled Vinubhai Patel. What is that?
But in the meantime, I think this is the same Patel.
Oh, it is. That's why I put it in there.
Yes. All right. Take it, Baz. It's yours. You're Mr. Boo-boo.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Nope.
No dice.
No take it. Sorry.
I'm telling you, that machine is still sexually harassing me. Hello.
Hello. Okay, where did I start off? Do you remember? Where should I pick up?
We've been actually going from the top to the bottom to the middle and back.
It's my fault, dude. I'm sorry. I'm bad.
Sounds like my kind of night.
Tom Patel.
We can go down and talk to Deepak Patel.
All right, I'm going to copy paste what I know I haven't called. Let's see. I didn't call M.
How would you pronounce this one? A-N-I-L Patel.
Anal
potato.
There's Ashish. Did I call Ashish already? I think I did, right?
Yeah.
All right, that's good enough. All right, let me open a copy paste. Let me open a notepad. I'll do better with that.
Push pa.
See, Pushpa I remember from the other night.
George and Green keep posting these sick-ass Chatterbeat fucking things. The last one Green Bee fucking posted was some old grandma in her fucking 80s masturbating.
Oh, for real?
Why do you click the links? Gross.
You gotta watch out, dude. Yeah. I'm fucking curious. You gotta be careful. You gotta watch. Yeah, definitely. Your our chat is not safe for work.
I've learned that the hard way.
Yeah, don't click on links. You can chat in there, but definitely don't click on the links. And if you're at work, you probably don't want one of those IRC clients if you do your own that previews the clicks for you and the links.
Oh, that's fucked up, George. You're a sick motherfucker.
What's George saying now?
He posted another link, and I go and check it out, and some dude, like, some fucking, like, net stockings who has dick don't fucking tucked up and shit.
Yeah, don't click on
it. Why are you clicking on a link that says...
Weren't we just having this conversation?
I'm fucking curious. I want to see.
Get your own chatterbait. Ken, get your own chatterbait.
Dwight, how many penises do you have in your computer now?
Just the one, but he had it tucked up.
Hello.
How many fingers?
How many fingers, ma'am? I don't know. I don't even know who I called.
Penises on your computer?
I don't even know who it was.
Penis!
So we just went to our fingers. All right, Jay Patel.
Click the link.
I don't want to. One time I clicked the link and it was this lady with these really, 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 really gross titties, and she was so fucking old and skinny, and I was so, like, grossed out. And I think it was George that sent it.
Yeah, I'm reposting it.
Sounds about right. Sounds about right.
You guys are in IRC. Be careful about clicking links, man, because when you click directly, you could be executing some script on the other end. So, maybe make sure you copy that link first.
Yeah, there
don't ever open it from the IRC, man. Copy the link
and perverts. Open it. Perverts in there. Yes, sir.
That is. Nice. Click. Hey, Dr. Monkey, motherfucker.
Jay Patel. Whoever wants it, yo. Yo for Patel. I'll
click that, motherfucker.
Yay. Hunk.
Dr. Drunk.
Dr. Drunk.
Shit. God damn it.
Why?
You have reached the offices of Nikki Investments.
Kiss my ass.
Kiss my pussy.
Nisha Patel. Music, please.
Kiss my pussy.
Did you say we lost Milkman? Did we? Oh, yeah, he's dropping. He'll come. It'll come back. Let me get Unk on. Is Unk around?
I think he's back.
Is Unk up? Is he,
He's in,
IRC.
Yeah, I think he's on.
Yeah, he's on Skype.
Right. Milkman, you back?
I'm back.
Oh, you're hissy. You're hissy and you have... Well, you had an echo. It's gone now. I think you're okay now.
Yeah, I lost signal for a minute.
Oh, okay. No problem. No problem, buddy. Let's keep doing calls.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Unk. How you doing, Dr. Unk?
Hey, what's up,
good.
Man?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing good. Just kicking back. Doing a Madhouse show, so
good. Yeah, it's awesome, man.
All right, Tom Patel. Ken, you still want to do one?
Well, fuck yeah. I mean, Tommy on the line.
Tom Patel.
Hip thrust.
Moving on to Christy Suki. Yeah.
Oh yeah, she's at a hotel.
Oh yeah.
Fuck a bitch.
What a sucky. Good luck. I hope we get her in the line. That'll be fun.
Welcome to the Riviera Hotel and Casino. If you know the department extension you are calling, press the extension now. For complete and I'll transfer you now.
The hotel's really, really cheap.
Yeah. Operator?
Hello, Riviera. May I help you?
Yeah, you doing? I need to be transferred to my sister's room.
Body's name?
The last name is Suki. Suki. Hello, are you there?
I'm checking. I don't show anything under Suki.
Yeah, she's there. First name is Christy. You still don't find nothing?
I'm checking another way. One moment, please.
Okay.
Hurry up. Hurry the fuck up.
I don't show
a register. Oh, are you searching on a computer machine?
Oh, fucking... Do you have it under CACA?
Yeah, excuse me, ma'am. Are you searching on a computer machine?
I'm sitting on a computer.
Machine.
On a computer? Well, that's the problem, because women don't know how to run computers. Can I speak to a man?
I'll give you my manager one moment.
I hope it's a man. I hope it's a man.
Maybe just clean the break room.
I can't believe she transferred it.
She should just be stick to cleaning the break room and
making the coffee, the free coffee in the lobby.
Yeah.
Leave the phone calls for the men.
Yeah, you're right.
Damn right.
Sure, sure.
Except Neon. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, except Neon, of course.
Yeah.
Hello? Neon's here, and she's laughing about it, so we can say.
I'm touching my titties at the moment.
Honk, honk.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
I'm getting sleepy. It's the only way it lulls me to sleep.
Must be another woman as the manager. This is bullshit, sleeping on the job.
Oh, my God. Let me just call back. You know that option. What option are you using?
Zero.
Oh, okay. Oh, imagine that. Huh. Option zero?
Welcome to the Riviera Hotel and Casino. If you... I'll transfer you now.
Showtimes are 7 p.m. nightly in the La Bistro Lounge. For tickets, please stay on the line for a hotel operator.
They're calling Riviera. This
is
Kathy.
I'm
a big call.
Yeah, how you doing? I had a woman on the line, and she's a dumb motherfucker. Doesn't even know how to transfer me to a manager.
George Carlin, Joan Rivers, Frank Sinatra. They've all played the riff. And today we still pride ourselves in giving like you the best.
Riviera Security Officer Fink.
Yeah, well, no, I was asking for the manager. I wasn't asking for security. She fucked up again.
Yeah, who are you trying to get a hold of, sir?
I want to talk to a man, because this woman, I'm trying to get sent to my sister's room, and she keeps looking on the computer, and she can't find nothing, and we all know that, you know, women can't work the computers, so I asked to speak to a man, and she sent me to the manager, and, you know, she fucked up, and she sent me to you over to security. I don't know what her problem is, but she should be written up.
And that's, what, is that a man, person at the front desk you're talking to?
I don't know, it was the
operator. You said it was a man? You said it was a manager?
No, it's some woman. She fucked up. She can't look up shit on a computer because she's, like, mentally incapacitated.
She
said she was going to transfer me to a manager, and I ended up with security. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Well, what do you guys need looked up on the computer, Mac? I'll be able to help you guys out.
I'm trying to get transferred to my sister's room, and fucking security isn't going to do it. I want the manager.
Oh, you're trying to get transferred? Okay. So
I'm trying to get to the manager because, to tell you the truth, sir, you sound a little effeminate, and like when you take a piss, it sounds like a woman's doing it. So, transfer me to a real man.
Oh my! Lost the signal.
Hey, tell her this time, manager. We were saying manager, not a supervisor. Honey.
Welcome to Riviera Hotel. I'll transfer you now. Manager.
Yeah.
This is Riviera Radio. More great music and Riv Fun Facts.
They've called Riviera. This is Kathy. I'm a direct call.
Yeah, I need the manager. You sent me to security last time.
When you see
one moment
on Reuven, prepare for a thrilling journey full of magic, mystery, and imagination, along with illusions so amazing, they're unbelievable. The lure of danger and a debonair master illusionist await at Illusions featuring Jan Reuven. Showtimes are 7 p.m. Dark Fridays in the Starlight Theater.
Yeah.
For tickets, please stay up.
Starlight Theater.
Jerk off in the corner while you're looking at ladies.
Oh.
Oh, it's a theater? Never mind. Fuck. Ruined forever, right? That's bad luck.
It was this fucking cheap-ass hotel, too.
All right, I'm done. I'm done with that.
Did they get water damage on the cake and stuff?
No, there was no fire or anything. It was just how ghetto the hotel was. Yeah, it just kept on going. I think it went off like 3 or 4 times. I told my cousin, you should know if the alarm's going off during your wedding time. He ended up getting divorced later, but...
Through the sign of things to come.
Yeah, that's God. God was trying to tell you something. Hey, 24-hour fitness. Fuck yeah, I love these shits, man. Yeah. Come on, let's try to get them to unplug... let's try to get them to cycle their power, their breakers, while people are on the treadmills. Unc, you're believable. Come on, Unc, can you try that?
Yeah, I mean, I can do it. I can do it.
Tell your corporate and that we need them to redo the breakers.
You know, thank you for calling 24-Hour Fitness. With state-of-the-art equipment, certified personal trainers, and more than 400 clubs open up to 24 hours, we're committed to helping you meet your goals on your time. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now. For new membership information, press 1.
No.
For club address and directions, press 2.
No.
For the club operating hours, press 3. No. For kids club hours, press 4.
No.
For group exercise information, press 5. No. For member services, press 6.
Yes.
Repeat these options. Thank you for calling 24-Hour Fitness. With state-of-the-art equipment, certified personal trainers, and more than 400 clubs open up.
Come on.
Thank you for calling 24-Hour Fitness.
Yay. We need to find the truth.
During the nighttime, they have it open, but they don't have anybody to answer the phone. That has to happen during the daytime.
Oh, yeah? Is that where you go to get take a shower?
Dude, I tried to get in there, and they won $85 a fucking month, dude. And I said, fuck that.
Fuck that.
Oh,
because you're in L.A., dude. That's, yeah.
Well, I'm in the Bay Area, dude, but they're
ridiculous.
You got to, like, get in through some kind of, like, one of their discount plans with it. Unless you want to waste money to say, ooh, I'm 24-hour fitness. Fuck, I can find anything better than $85 a month.
You must be trying to get into one of those sport clubs.
Yeah, I mean, you can probably get
but
a better rate.
But hey, this is not autistic shit, you know, so this is kind of like, you know, them kind of thing.
You'll probably get a better rate at, like, a gay-centric math club, you know, just, like, working out with the muscle men, you know, hot showers, glory holes.
Their regular clubs are not that bad. It sounds like you're trying to get into one of the sport ones. Those are expensive.
Yeah, like LA Fitness, or you're not confusing.
No, it's like they have 24-Hour Fitness. They have the sport and like sport plus clubs, where it's like basically they have like juice bars and like a ton of extra shit that's in there and like towel service.
I wouldn't go in there, and it sounds probably about right because this one was in Berkeley, so I wouldn't be surprised. Probably why it was too expensive, because I told them to go fuck themselves. I ain't paying $85.
Yeah, because it used to be like $25 a month or something like that.
Yeah,
I thought 24-Hour Fitness is pretty cheap. That and Planet Fitness are pretty cheap.
Yeah.
I think Gold's is pretty cheap now, too, anyway. If you find on Gold.
Yeah, Bally's Fitness, that shouldn't be too bad.
I never hear about Bally's anymore.
It may be just expensive because it's here. That's probably the problem.
Yeah, they close all the
bathrooms. You guys probably get regular prices. I'm telling you, I
see fucker, isn't
no name knockoff pizza fuck to say $125, man. And I'm like, what is this? Looks like somebody's garage. I'm like,
Look, I know I said L.A. and I meant San Francisco, but yeah, I said that. But I had to... Yeah, I'm sorry.
Shake says that Gold's is open. I think you'd know.
At the bottom of the chat here, it's a number check to be provided.
Okay.
Yeah, but he never came back, Dwight.
He sent this like 2 hours ago.
I know, and he said, I want to be up on that call. He was all messaging me. He was like, can you ask him to call? I want to hang out in there. I want to do this. I'm like, okay. And then he left.
Where did he go? I did what I said. I want.
About 2 hours ago, he messaged me that and said, I need you to call this whore.
Yeah, because we don't have any more information. Yeah.
Whore.
We can't do it.
Whore. All right. Dr. Scott, Buffalo Wild Wings. What's his name? The owner of Buffalo Wild Wings? Or he's at Buffalo Wild Wings. I see, this
he's
is a check.
He's at Buffalo Wild Wings.
I'm sorry, I'm just stupid me.
Do you guys have those out there where you are?
Yeah, we do.
Should I talk to Dr. Scott?
Yeah.
Is it Twitter check-in?
Yeah.
For calling Buffalo Wild Wings in the city of Torrance, home of the NFL Network. This is Tully. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Mark Jeffries. I'm calling from Buffalo Wild Wings Corporate. We have a certain promotion going on with Twitter, and I need you to ask if anyone at Buffalo Wild Wings runs by the handle Dr. Scott, because we have a promotion we're going to be giving him. So we do it as a social media thing, if at all possible. I know, I mean, if you're too busy, it's okay. We can just bring it to the next Buffalo Wild Wings. But, I mean, it would be some good PR for your branch.
Oh, okay, cool. That's awesome. Did you want to speak with a manager about it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. But, I mean, I could just speak to Dr. Scott. We're just going to send him out, you know, some free coupons, you know, some free... meals
okay.
and stuff.
Wait, you said Dr. Scott?
Yes, it's Dr. Scott, but the S is a dollar sign. I wish I had like a proper name on it, you know, so it wouldn't be so ambiguous.
Hello?
But...
Hello?
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 Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes, hello.
There's a Buffalo Wild Wings, I think, from Northridge on the line, and they were talking about they're doing a promotion on Twitter, and they wanted to see if we wanted to, like, take part in it, and it would have to do with, like, coupons, and then they were talking about Dr. Scott, someone named Dr. Scott, but I don't know who that is, and the phone just cut out, so...
Hello, right here, hello.
What the hell?
What the fuck was that?
She was kind of stupid, too.
What was that bullshit?
I think she was lying, she just wanted to get off the phone.
She was lying like a motherfucker. None of that was Northridge.
Sick. Yeah, I didn't say that at all, bitch.
Or maybe something.
You're asking about Dr. Scott? Scotty, he's always in here.
Well, of course you don't know who it is. He's a goddamn customer. Right. Fucking know everyone, or their Twitter handles, goddamn.
Mistress Morgan, the IRC, says, bitch.
Bitch.
Just talking to you, Dwight.
Oh, fuck.
Snap.
Well, that call's ain't going through. That call isn't going through, rather. I don't know what happened. Why, we got some goldses?
Yeah. You do the ones like in Venice, because there's a lot of homeless people there. You ask. You take showers.
All right, I'll do the Venice one. I'll snipe it here. Venice Beach. So they like being in Venice Beach.
Hippies and stuff.
Yeah. A lot of YouTubers that do prank videos do it out of Venice Beach, I've noticed.
Can we ask what their policy is at Gold's Gym about dropping acid and working out? Because, like, it's the only way that, like, you know, I can really get my exercise on is by taking a whole lot of liquid and just fucking running as hard as I can.
Yeah. I have a gun. Yeah, you can. Give me a second. Let me reset the call thing here that I use.
Okay.
Because no calls are going out. Give me a second. Stand by, please. Got it.
All right.
Go for it, buddy.
Dan, how may I help you?
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Pretty good. How can I help you?
Good. I was thinking about getting a Gold's Gym membership. But I have a couple questions.
All right.
What's your policy about, like, you know, taking acid before coming in? Like, I won't freak out. It's just like the only way I can work out is by taking a bunch of acid and just running as fast as I can. You know? Like,
your question to me is, can you do acid before you go to the gym?
Hell yeah, man. I'll just drop a whole bunch of acid and I'll just
Answer to you is, you can do whatever you want. Like,
oh, yeah, it's melting. Oh, fat melting.
Morphin time.
Yeah.
Anything I can help you with?
Yeah, no. I was looking to see what your rates are.
I don't know. If you call back tomorrow from like 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., there should be someone at the sales.
And then another question. Do you know where I can get some, like, you know, steroids, man? I really need to lose some weight fast, you know?
I don't, man. Sorry.
Okay. All right, well, do you need any acid? Because I can totally hook you up with that, man.
But, I'm totally good.
I'm seriously watching
much.
These walls melt right now, and it's fucking
have a great
awesome.
Night.
It's fucking great, dude.
Yeah, have a great night.
Yeah, how does he not know the fucking rates?
Yeah, what kind of asshole is that? Oh, you call tomorrow because I'm a fucking moron, don't know the rates. Listen, I'll suck your dick for half price.
He's just a towel tender.
Matter of fact, call the banker and then call that motherfucking chick.
Yes, sir.
Let him talk, please.
Are you sure?
Don't be scared.
Alright, they didn't answer Dwight, as you could hear. So let's see, are we done? 146? I think maybe we are done.
The closing music.
I'm caressing my bosom.
Well, no, we got tons of goals, James. Hang on. We gotta get some goals, James. I really wanna see. Ugh, you don't mind trying this, what I told you.
Oh, no,
you.
Totally. I'll let you get a shot.
Because I think you can get away with it. I suck at it. I'm always like, tee hee ha ha hee. Well, I'll take a stab.
You wanna go, or?
No, you.
Okay, I'll do it.
All right, the next one. Excellent.
This is Mike speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Mike. This is Peter Jeffries. I'm calling from Gold's Corporate. I'm showing all kinds of weird electrical stuff on your grid. Can you check the breakers to see if any of them have been switched off?
Let me see. Where did you want me to check again?
Do you know where the circuit breakers are?
No, I have no idea where they are. Let me see if my housekeeping guy knows.
Okay, they'll probably be in the back area.
Okay, what did you want me exactly to do?
I just want to see if there are any breakers that have been inadvertently flipped. I'm just showing all kinds of weird electrical stuff, so we might need you to cycle a few of them, but, I mean, it won't be anything that'll be too difficult. It'll just be a quick 2-second flick off and then on. Just to get the reset.
Let me double check. Let me see with my housekeeping if they know where that is.
Okay, thank you.
Let me put you on hold for 1 second, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Club, check out our pro shop for all your nutrition needs and for the latest Gold's Gym apparel. Our parking here at Gold's Gym is free. And check out our unique outdoor training area. Ask about our corporate membership programs and how your company can grab its share of serious fitness.
Creepy guy.
Share. Yeah. Great business.
Awesome abs are about more than looking great. Strong abdominal muscles are a key part of balance and stability in your daily life. In this month's Gold's Gym newsletter, Fitness Institute trainer Robert Reams gives you a circuit of stomach-busting moves to get great results fast. Also, celebrity trainer Ramona Braganza gives you 5 exercises to help you sculpt a Hollywood hot body. Subscribe today at goldsgym.com and know your own strength. Sweet or salty, crunchy or creamy.
Salty.
Check out the latest Gold Gym newsletter for the
definitely salty.
To curb those cravings, all under 200 calories. You'll find delicious
1600 calories.
Musky
and mini chocolate cream pies. Every month with the Gold
I talked to Dan. He's putting the Calorific on its own server, so it's more reliable.
Yes.
Nice.
He said it's because of shitty internet. He said he's putting it on 100 megabit per second server.
Works now.
Like I know that I have to go 5 times.
He said the audio quality will also be better.
So are you controlling it, or is he? It's
I have to have him every time.
It's some fucking wizard stuff, man.
He's got to edit. He's got to add it into the conference.
Because the Guam adult chat was no longer answering
anymore. Yeah.
Hello. Hey. Yes. I'm sorry. Hello.
Okay. Yeah. No worries. Where do you know where that exactly would it be? You said you need the electrical, or
yeah, is it it'll be like a big gray box. It depends on the structure of the gym. I'm not sure on how yours is. I don't have the plans here, but it should be in like office area or somewhere. I don't know, somewhere near. Let's see, like the main offices. I'm really not sure. It depends. It really depends. It would be somewhere. Away from like the main workout area. It's genuinely not where people can get to it because it, you know, can be risky. Let me see. Where would it most likely be at your location? Like, is there like an office area or like a behind area? I know a few of our Gold's Gyms in my region have kind of like their own separate area, you know, where they put the cleaning supplies, and, you know, like a utility closet.
Is it electrical switches or?
Yeah. Okay. It will be in a big gray box. They won't be like readily like available. They'll be in a big gray box, which you can open up with the service panel, like a storage area.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, I think I see it's right there by my housekeeper just found it.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yep. All right. Okay, so yeah, I'm showing all kinds of weird electrical things. So. What we're going to do is I'm going to take you through the breaker panel. So if you open it up, you should see like a whole series of breakers, just like a regular, you know, breaker panel. But what you're going to do is you're going to go down the line, but you're going to flip every other one, and then that'll go off. And then once you're done with that column, you will flip them back on, and then you'll take the one right below that, you know, alternating back because the electrical grid will hold on to that charge. You know, it's a fail safe so that there won't lose power, but that'll give us the reset so that we'll be able to get, the gym equipment, won't shut off. It's on that like separate relay. So nobody, you know, it's not a big deal.
There's two different, panels. I think there's like, the first one and there's the second one. There's two different doors or two different boxes.
Oh, there's two different boxes. Let's see. Can you open both of them?
I'm actually far away from the box, so it's kind of hard for me to tell.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I can definitely hold if you just want to go like through box one, and what you'll do is you'll take the very top one, right? And there'll be like a bank of it where they'll all be kind of in series. There should be like a top one, you know, that's like doesn't have one under it. Don't touch that one. That'll turn off all of them. You can't do that one. But you'll take it in series. So it'll be like one and then the one right after. So it'll be every other one. And you'll flip those in. And then once you reach the bottom of it, You flip those back, and then you flip the ones you didn't flip the second time. And then once that's done, you flip them back.
Let me go over there and check it out, because I kind of can't visualize what you're trying to say.
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely check it out.
Looked at it. Let me put the one down real quick and then take a look at it.
Yeah, for sure. Don't worry about it.
He needs to go over there and hit the switches for the bitches.
I'm going to try to call again. I'm impatient like this. Plus, we've been waiting for a long time. I had to pay medicine, so I'm going to stop paying attention. Oh, it's repeating the song. No.
Oh, we...
Oops. Oh. Come on.
Maybe they turned the phones off or something.
Maybe. Because they didn't even go to their menu or not.
What was your name again?
Oh, yeah, it's Peter Jeffries. I'm sorry?
Peter Jeffries?
Yes, Peter Jeffries.
Okay. Yeah, I'm actually talking to my supervisor right now. She wants to know what's going on.
Well, there's all kinds of weird electrical systems indications coming in at the main office. We do a nightly audit to see that everything is running appropriately and that the amperes are, you know, being taken care of. But we are seeing a ton of activity on that. And normally we do nightly audits. We're checking for glitches, but... we're showing a ton of electrical activity, and we just want to make sure that nobody has the potential to get hurt, or the machines aren't getting damaged by it. It's just a safety hazard. I mean, it's a safety concern. We don't want to have OSHA, you know, get involved or anything like that. Yeah, if we can at all help it.
No, I mean, the lights are working, but.